Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I say it, again. You've been had. You've been took. You've been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run amok. This is what he does.
The Temptations have that right, man. The Temptations surely did. They surely did have that one right, man. Hey, the world is a ball of confusion. It surely is. It surely is, man. Ball of confusion. That's what the world is today. See, they were saying it back then, brothers and sisters. I don't know what year that was, but they were saying it was a ball of confusion back then. Hell, and it still is. Oh, man. It surely is a ball of confusion today. Oh, yes, sir. Thank y'all for tuning in right here again, man, the Culture Freedom Radio Network. Most definitely backing up in this house, man. We most definitely up in this house right here. Yes, sir. This is December the 24th. Oh, yeah. Some of y'all right there are saying December the 24th is Christmas Eve for some of y'all out there. Uh-huh. Yeah. I know some of y'all out there celebrating Christmas Eve, but we ain't going to get into that. That ain't what this show is about tonight. Man, y'all know it is. We hadn't been on the air in a minute right here on Culture Freedom Radio Network. But, hey, man, we in his house tonight, and man, I got someone on here who's not a stranger right here to Culture Freedom Radio. Yeah, we got Brother Justice in his house tonight, and we want to talk to y'all about something, man. I don't know if y'all been seeing this, been paying attention, but check it out tonight. We're going to talk about they're not hiding their Satanism anymore. Yeah, they're not hiding their Satanism anymore. It's all in open, y'all. It's right all up in your face, our faces now. They don't have to hide it. Just like a lot of things, you know, with the LGBT thing, it ain't in the closet no more. It is not in the closet. It's out in the open. There's a blues song, y'all. Everything's out in the open. Hell, everything. When I say everything is out in the open now, I mean everything is straight out open. Out in the opening, man. Yeah, so we're going to talk about this right here today, man. Talking about this Satanism thing, man. Mm-hmm. They ain't hiding no more. It's right in your face, showing up, man.
Ain't nothing but the devil.
That's what it is. That ain't nothing but the devil. That's what they say, y'all. So we're gonna talk about this, y'all, and we're going to come with the different twists and turns. We know everybody don't believe in so much the devil, but we're going to get into this. We're going to, believe me, just sit tight. Let me bring my brother, our brother Justice in this house, and we got some things we want to share with y'all today, brothers and sisters. They cutting up. They are cutting up sideways, as the old folks say, man. Yes, sir. Peace to you, brother Justice. Peace to you out there, brother. How you doing tonight?
Doing well. Doing good tonight. Merry Christmas Eve to everybody who celebrate Christmas, and happy holidays, all of the holidays. Happy holidays to everybody. And this topic tonight is heavy, and I'm sure the brother Ariel got a lot to lay out for us. So I'm going to sit back and let him lay it out, and then I'll touch on what he lays out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glad to have you here sitting in the house with us tonight, brother. Hope you're warm up there. I don't know how the temperature is in Philly. Is it cold up there in Philly or up there in Philly? You up, I'm down.
Well, it has been, but today it wasn't that bad. I say that. Probably about 50 degrees maybe it got up to.
Okay.
But,
man.
Yeah, we have had some colder days than that. So not too bad today.
I guess, yeah, man, because I've been having this cold air. I ain't going to lie to you. I know I'm getting old now, man, because this cold air, what is it, been cold to the chill to the bone? Man, it's been so cold, man. My arthritis has been cutting up, man, I'm telling you. Arthritis has been cold. It's been cutting up.
I got under the weather there the other night, and I couldn't even understand. I hadn't been sick in so long, or had a fever or anything in so long, I forgot what it was, so. Dang. I sweated all this fever out of me and everything, and I'm pretty much good to go now. But somehow I picked up something somewhere, you know.
Dang. Oh, yeah. It's good time. Yeah, like I said, we're going to jump into this, y'all. But like one of my amigos, one of my Hispanic friends, Mexican co-workers, I've been talking about those heated socks. You know, they got some socks that's actually heated. They got little buttons and stuff that you can charge them up. You got a little battery pack in, you charge them up and turn them on, and they actually give heat. He actually bought me a pair of those. So, man, I've been wearing them at work. Man, I'm telling you, them things are lifesaver on them toes, man.
Wow.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. Hey, they pretty expensive, but I don't know. He surely got me a pair. I had been talking about them, and he got me one. My little Negro friend. Yes, sir. But, yes, sir, brothers and sisters, we want to talk about this thing called Satanism. Well, and there's a thing. Yeah, there's a thing called Satanism, you know. I know that a lot of y'all have seen it. I don't know, Brother Joseph, did you see that thing in Iowa? I don't know if I sent it to you or should have sent it to you. No, in the state capital of Iowa, the Satanist church or the Satan church they erected a monument in the state capital, brother, of a little monument kind of representing Satan. You know, they always have a representation of Satan as the goat. Did you see that monument they put in the state capitol?
No, sir.
Yeah, the governor allowed them to put that monument in our state capitol. And that's what they're saying now, because, like, well, if they can put up Christmas trees and, you know, from Christian relics and things, they saying, well, we have the we should be allowed to put up our monuments and things that represent, basically they call it their religion. And some they'll say their religion too. And the state capitol, Iowa state capitol, they actually had a monument up there, like a little statue. It's like, damn. Yeah. And here in the city of Memphis, there's a school, elementary school called Chimley Rock Elementary. I pass through there basically I don't go in that way. I used to, when my old route, I used to pass there every Thursday. I don't go that way anymore. But, yeah, they have now allowed trying to get I think they allowed it now. They got it for a Satan's book club in an elementary school. Now, I think it's an after-school program. They tried it before in a certain part called Germantown down here. By the way, it says in Memphis, Germantown. And the people's like, hell. When they said Satan, they're like, hell no. So they didn't do it. It was supposed to be an after school book club. But now I think they have actually got it going. Yeah. Satan's book club. Now, and they really, it's crazy because the people who they're saying they want the book club, they really were trying to say they don't really believe in Satan. Well, how the hell you got a Satan book club if you really don't believe in Satan? That's, I don't know, y'all. That's crazy. But yeah, so the people, the parents have been upset about it and things of that nature. Like, hell no. So the people have really been in upset and in arms about it. And there's a so-called music artist. I didn't really know too much about it. I think her name is Dojo Cat. And she has a song out called Paint the Town Red. Have y'all, brothers and sisters, y'all know about that song out there? I didn't really know too much about it. I don't really listen to this new music out there. Now, Paint the Town Red. And when you even go in, and so, you know, my investigation, when I saw a video, something popped up with her and her performance at the MTV Award. And because I quit watching all these music awards and all of them because all of them are ritualistic. They are all a lot of different rituals, and it's just crazy as hell now anyway. But they just out, but MTV Music Award, with that one, with her performance, she did a couple of songs. I don't know the name of the first song, but she had to Paint the Town Red. And in that song, she talked about somebody is a rebel. And she's on there. She's riding this little thing like a goat, right? Riding a goat. And y'all know, I got to throw this in here. In Masonry, they have something they say when someone is about to get initiated or want to get initiated, they say you're ready to ride a goat. Now, they're going to tell you, it ain't no real goat or you ain't no nothing like that. But in that thing, they talk about riding this goat. And why is always, as they say, Satan is depicted as a goat. So, but she's on that thing. She's riding on a goat, and she's talking about she's a rebel. I don't care what people say. I'm a rebel. And basically, she's basically giving homage to Satan. It's just straight out. And even in that video, on the Music Award, MTV Music Award, she sung this song, Paint the Town Red, talk about she's a rebel and all of this type of stuff. And they was dressed, they had women, the dancers, like they had blood poured all over them. They was like, they was had blood all over them. And notice y'all a lot of this stuff on these music awards. I've been noticing the light, you know how they had the lights in the studios and whatever? It's all red. It's always in red. I seen the young sister, Glorilla from Memphis, she performed, I don't forget, one of them award shows, and her background was all in red, the studios. And remember they had this little homosexual guy did an award, and he had the devil thing on. What was it, the Grammys? Well, maybe it was the Grammys, or one of them, Brother Jess, you probably know. You can throw it, help me out when you know what I'm talking about. Was it the Grammys or something about a year ago? And the guy, and he had like a derby on with the devil horns on it. That was a Grammys or something.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly which awards, but I know even the BET Awards, the people in there wearing all this red and you know, idolizing Satan worshiping, mm-hmm. and transgenderism, mm-hmm. and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I've noticed that. And the girl name, it's a new rapper. She's her name is Sexy Red. And she admits to being in the Illuminati and selling her soul to the devil.
Wow. Well, I know that one. Damn. You know, the other girl, her name's Suki, she be with her, too. It's another guy, a heavyset young sister named Suki, some damn body. You know, she said that she sold her soul. She said the same thing.
That's right. And she, the one you're talking about now, she had a whole problem with it because after she realized what she did, she was like, I don't even know if God can help me get out of this.
Yeah. That's it. That's her.
Yeah. And
wow.
So I've been peeping a lot of this stuff, Brother Ariane.
That's it.
Like you're saying, it's all out in the open now. And God isn't in the picture in today's world. So you see a lot of the rappers doing a lot of demonic stuff or showing a lot of demonic videos where they're in hell or with the devil or having sex with the devil or claiming to be a false god of some kind in the videos and all this. And mm-hmm. every rapper and even the music artists who are involved in the business today are all under the satanic rules and the satanic laws and selling your soul for fame and fortune. And the girl the girl named Sexy Red, she had even said that she sold her soul to the devil and that she's making so much money that she don't have a problem with it.
Mm.
So, yeah. And so the people who follow these rappers, like I said, all of the rappers in the game today are under the Illuminati to the point where they're doing something to degrade our people and to make our people follow Satan and to, you know, offer us to be negative and ignorant and to rap about killing and using foul language towards our women and whatnot. And all this type of thing is heavily promoted. And so if you're going to be negative and ignorant, and you're really doing the work of Satan, you know. And so all of the rappers and all of the people who follow these rappers, their messages usually it's usually dark. It's like a dark thing, you know, like, and so it's a whole get together of the producer, the person who's making these beats. And today I'm finding that the producers are usually a white dude. Now, your beat maker always used to be a black man or a black, you know, a person like somebody who has perfect rhythm and whatnot. So if I'm listening to these songs today and the beats are so jacked up that it does something to your body if you listen to them, and not in a good way, because the beats aren't perfect beats. And we are a perfect beat people looking for the perfect beat. And so if you're rapping over some beats perfect and your message is going to equal that non-perfect beat, and that non-perfect beat was deliberately put into the equation by these new producers that are in the game today who weren't there in the initial stages of rap. There weren't any white, besides the couple white rappers that were out there, there weren't any white producers of black people's beats and whatnot in the early stages. So, but now I'd say the majority of the producers are probably white boys, and they're making these beats, and they're not perfect beats, and the beats are sometimes too many at one time, or it's off rhythm, but they're using these beats anyway and rapping over them and all that, and it's throwing off your body organs.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
down,
when
bro.
You hear a beat, yeah, when you're listening to something, and so, you know, your organs and everything inside of you is offline now because, you know, you've altered the original flow of how music is supposed to be. And so if this is done intentionally, it's done to screw that rapper up, done to mess with his mind or mess with his body or mess with his cultural aesthetics of the, you know, the roots of the music. So to take away the perfect beat, and now you hear people, like, say, you know, somebody pulls up outside my house and they got some music going in the car, and I can kind of, like, can't hear everything all that's being said, but I'm hearing the beat, right? And so the beat is messed up. It's offbeat, and it's making me mad, and I'm in the house. Now, if it was a beat like a Slick Rick beat, you know, like just something like dun, 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 you know, like a beat, something just kind of like even a Run DMC beat or just some kind of a beat that was just a good beat. Now, you know, I wouldn't even be mad if they outside the house there and the beat is kicking, they playing the music. It wouldn't even do nothing to me. It wouldn't have no effect on me in a negative way. But this person who pulled up out here, and they got something on in that car. Now, if I were to hear the lyrics to what that negative beat that to me is, and I go over there and listen to that music, chances are the music is going to be appalling and offensive to me because it's saying things that I'm not down with, I'm not accustomed to. Now, I don't listen to today's music.
No, sir.
But when I do hear little stuff, it's always something that's, it's like fundamental. It's a real basic or something. It doesn't have any kind of upliftment to me in it. And so if I'm listening to these rappers today, and they all seem to sound very close to similar of each other. And a lot of what I'm hearing is the audio tone that they put there, and they let, you know, make their voice. Everybody got the T-Pain thing going on now, right? And so if you took that away from the majority of these people out here that's rapping that audio tune thing, they would have no skills. They would have nothing. And I actually saw a video of one of these rappers or a couple of the rappers who do use the auto tunes, and they were in a studio without any music, anything, and just rapping over the track without the music, or just freestyling or something without the audio tone thing. And without having that, they had no skills. They had no, they didn't sound good at all. And they didn't sound like they were a talented rapper or anything like that. So a lot of these things today help them out, like these audio tone things. They put throat or the voice or something to make them sound like T-Pain and so, but the majority of these rappers today, they promote just doing negative stuff, especially the drill music. And the drill music really heavily goes in on a lot of vengeance stuff, like getting revenge and vengeance and doing the worst type of thing that you can do to somebody in the music, or just to promote young kids to do, to follow negative aspects of life, you know, through the music or the people they looking up to, which are in their age groups. And so when there's no rules, and you could just do whatever or say whatever, and everybody will agree, and they just want to agree, okay, this is how it is, and this is how it's going to be, and they all tend to rap the same way. And so, anyway, I'm going in on a lot of things, but I tend to see where, you know, these rappers are the ones that's leading a lot of the children and the youth to follow Satan in the first place and to make it a thing now to say, okay, well, if you question him, would you sell your soul for money or would you sell your soul to the devil for fame, whatever, you might get a lot of strong yeses on that from today's youth. Now, back in the day, I would probably think not. But today, it seems like you might, because their favorite rappers are all influenced and are all in the game. And it seems like, okay, it seems like a lot of these rappers are the ones leading our youth to be down with Satan and stuff and not uplift God or have any time for God and just to live your life not based on any God principles, but just to serve Satan in this new world, because in this new world, I don't think they ever knew God the way we knew God growing up.
No,
because in the last 20 years, God has been taken out of the equation quite heavily, quite a bit. And even if you look at our churches and the big churches and stuff, there's this big scandal out there about T.D. Jakes and Puff Daddy now.
Yes, sir. I saw that.
Okay. Yeah. And then since the 501(c) came in, then the churches won't preach Adam and Eve. They go ahead and start preaching Adam and Steve, because, you know, like the 501(c)(3), I think that's where they had a tax exemption. They didn't have to pay tax to the government, but there was some kind of stipulation in there, okay, where certain things they couldn't do or say any longer in order to keep receiving a tax break and whatnot. And so since then, it seemed like God been removed from the picture. And now people heavily putting Satan as this thing to be or this thing to do or whatever like that. And it's really destructive to even have a favorite rapper and you don't realize that, okay, they say NBA Young Boy, he sold his soul to the devil, and all of those rappers, DaBaby sold his soul to the devil, and he's in the, you know, this Illuminati, all this stuff that he's saying. And all of the rappers, really, that are young rappers today, they have to do this in order to make money, as far as they say. And so that's where we are. You know, whoever you ask, any young person, who's your favorite rapper? And they'll tell you, be like, okay, do you know they sold their soul for riches and fame to the devil? And they may say yes or no, but it doesn't matter, because they all have. If they're in the game today, they all sold their soul to the devil, because they're promoting the devil's agenda, which is to make the black woman look the opposite of what she is. She's a goddess, but now you got her looking like a tramp or a prostitute. You see, so, and the same thing with the man, the black man, like he was always that as the toughest person in America. Like, you don't want to mess with a black man, you get your ass kicked. But these days, the black man have been punctified. You see, the black man been feminized. Okay? And why? Because of Satan. okay? And so a lot of the youth today, they would have said, okay, we don't want to be like our fathers was and all that. They was gangster rappers or all like that, or they was gangster, or, you know, we don't want to be seen like that, or we want to have a different image of who we are. Okay, so they say, you know, we're going to wear skinny jeans and stuff, whatever like that. And don't realize, you know, you're feminizing yourself when you're putting on skinny jeans and wearing them all the time, okay? And there's so much more to it, but I'm going to go ahead and hold my fire for now and let you come back on.
Yes, sir. And brother, you were going in on something, man. You were going in on something. I was like, man, you took me back to my old Nawabian days under Dr. York when, and it's very, very key what you were talking about when you talk about the music, how it's off. And I remember to a degree some of the teaching with Dr. York was saying, you're still all on point with all of this Satanism, because all of this is a part of this. And I'm going to say this probably right. I'm going to say this part right fast, because like it was a pastor that I used to talk to when I listened to his show. And he said, when you put the devil out, did you put his bags with all his tricks in them? Did you put his bags out too? So, you know, even with all this, we talk about Satan and all this, he has a bag of tricks and things that he used. So, so all of this, even the music that we talk about now, what do they even say? They try to say Lucifer, well, I ain't gonna say Lucifer, Satan is the god of music and things of this nature, Pan and all of this. But anyway, it's so much to this, how we can go into the mythology and all that. But going back when you talk about the music, let me stay on that. And I remember Dr. York was saying how they have sped up the music and the frequency. They sped up the frequencies and things with the music they have. And he was saying now a lot of things, you're not really having people so much using actual drums anymore. Like, you know, we are people, man, you know, come from the continent. Y'all know we come from the mother. Like I said, the motherland, where we had the drums, man. We had those drums, and you feel those drums. And that's why even Dr. York them to have down in the land, they used to have what they call the drum ceremonies. When they had Savior's Day, everybody be just beating the drum, take turns beating those actual drums. But now you see a lot of the drum beats and things I've done with what? Drum machines and all of these type of things. They're like artificial intelligence. Everything is artificially done now. We're not actually using the actual instruments, guitars. They might do a little bit somewhat, but a lot of this stuff is basically done now what, through computers and stuff, synthesizers and stuff. So, yeah, so they have been speeding up the music. So that's why, as Dr. York used to tell us a lot of times too, he said we have to get back in tune with nature. He said it's alignment time. That's what was one of the sayings that we had as a wife. It's alignment time, and how we have to get back in tune and get back in vibration with the planet. Usually we're like, because everything, because Earth has a certain vibration and tone that it vibrates on. And we have to get back in tune and in line with that again. So I just remember a lot of those teachings going with that. I was trying to go through my holy tablets and find, it's been so long, y'all, since I didn't read a lot of this stuff from the holy tablets and things of that nature. So I couldn't remember exactly where it is, but we do. We have to get back in tune and get back in line. The vibrations, our tones, and everything is off. Everything, like you said, is sped up. That's why this world, everything is at a fast pace. Everybody wants something done at a fast pace. We sped up, and we are off key, off tune, and that's designed by on purpose as well. So, yeah, brother, I just thought about that when you were saying that, man. I was like, damn, you're going in some of the old like New York on us. But he's right, though, y'all.
But you know, Sunray, sir. The frequency of love, you know, that's the 528 hertz, right? And mm-hmm. So it's like the perfect beat again. So that beat is the beat of your heart. And if your heart is an organ in your body. And so when you got that perfect beat, then it lines everything up in you the right way. Okay? You're talking about basically love, relationships, family. You're talking about togetherness. And you communicating what's going on in the world, like the song, What's Going On? That's off of A Perfect Beat. You know, What's Going On? That Marvin Gaye song. And he was telling you what's happening, you know, during the time when he made the song. He's like, the world was, you know, things was happening. He's like, what's going on? You send these kids to war and they're getting killed. But, you know, that helped you express yourself the right way. So if you get somebody who take the beat off of the God beat or the God frequency, the 528, and say they bring it down to 420 or something, you know, 430 or 450 or whatever it is, and it's messing up how you normally would rap or normally would express yourself singing. Now you're talking about all kinds of absurd things in your songs because the beats are all crazy. So it will be hard for you and I to have a lot of understanding of today's music or what they're saying because we don't really listen to it like that. But when we do hear it or overhear it, it's usually something that's foul, it's some cussing and carrying on and ignorance and some, you see, it's not so respectful as a music. You know, today's rap is, it's not the most respectful music you've ever heard. And so, and this self-degrading type of doing things with the music that we're seeing today, you know, it's to degrade yourself or to, you know, to get involved in different ways where you normally wouldn't see kids acting out the way they are because of their favorite rappers are saying this is how to live your life. And so why do we see so many youth look just like the next one or dress just like the next one when we used to be able to have self-expression where people would stand out on their own because they have their own style? But it seems like you see a whole lot of people now have the same similar style, which is not really style. It's like this, these ninja kind of clothes and stuff. Everybody's wearing all black. And you can kind of throw that in with Satan, too, because they got this mask here in Philly that they use to, you know, intimidate people or commit crimes with. They call it a shiesty. Now, I don't know if they call it the shiesty where you live, but it's that, where, you know, you can't hardly see nothing but the person's eyes. They got on a, like a ski mask or something. And in our city here, they went to city council and passed a law or made a new law where you couldn't wear these shiesties or these ski masks in public facilities or on the buses and trains or in a library or any public buildings or something like that. Like they've been banned that you can't wear them like that. So, but again, it's just still part of the culture of the rappers who know that, okay, they've rapped about certain people who did things and they didn't have on a mask. And they said, well, if he had on a mask, he wouldn't have got convicted. He wouldn't be doing life right now. So this, all of the people who listen to that rapper, they say, yeah, he's right. And so they all say, okay, we're going to wear our masks now. Whatever we do, we just wear a mask. Now, we do some, you know, chances are we're not going to get caught because we all look alike. We all look the same. Now, there's so many people who've been shot and killed here in my city by people who have the same profile that committed the crime. They got on a black hood, a black face mask, some black pants, and some black sneaks or something like that. So it's all black. And everybody's, sometimes they might have on a book bag. But everybody tends to fit the same profile of a person who killed somebody last night. Now, you know, that could be due to, like I said, a rapper who put that out there, like, okay, you're going to do something, you know, you'll have your mask on. And at this point, what I see is these youth who tend to wear these masks and stuff, they tend to be up to no good, you know. And so I'm kind of lost my point again there, Brother Aria. So you can come on back, bring it back home.
All right, yeah. While you're saying that, I want to throw in something, because something else you were saying, because even with that, and I want to play a little snippet of that song, Paint the Town Red, because even with that, like, because you were talking about how they selling out. And nowadays, brother, they don't give a dog, because if you talk about, well, hey, man, as long as I get paid, bro, I ain't studying it. I'm getting paid. I'm getting that bag. And even with this music, they're listening to these artists like this. And because they are being channeled through these artists, to these so-called artists. They're being used as vessels and just, you know, to promote a lot of this stuff. And like you said, bro, and because even with this thing, this video I'm looking at, just the thumbnail on here, she got on all red and just looked like that Gothic look. Like you said, she got on all red and got the little red hoodie on, and she's standing by the Grim Reaper. Y'all know the Grim Reaper with the thing with the all black. And it's funny, the Grim Reaper got all black, got like a mask on, like a skeleton, and got the little sickle in his hand. And but let me play just a snippet of some of this stuff that she's saying right fast. Let me see. See here, y'all. Not too much of this energy on us, though. Now she's riding right. The goat now. Now she's on this video, she's riding the goat.
Bitch, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. Bitch, I...
Now, let me go back. I wish I had to look up the lyrics to this on this one. First, she said, when she come on, she said, B, what the hell did she say? She said, B, that's what I said. She said, I'd rather be rich instead. Let me see. Go back, y'all. Let me see.
Except what I said, I'd rather be famous instead.
No, she'd rather be famous instead. She let all of that go to her head. Y'all heard it? She said, I'd rather be famous, and I let all that go to my head.
My
and
head,
paint the town
I don't
red.
Care. I paint the town red. She's the devil. She's a bad little bitch. She's a rebel. She's a
she's the devil. And there's another song. That's enough of that right there, y'all. And another song she have called Demon. She have another song called Demons. And that's part of that video where she was on MTV. She said, how do y'all like my demons? How, I mean, it just straight out, y'all. How do you like my demons? That's what she was saying. I'm telling y'all, bro. They all out. They all out with it. Now, I'm just throwing something right here. Just give y'all this something. Just go back for the Christian, what they call the apocalyptic books in from the Christian religion. They have one of their books they call the Book of Revelation, right? And in the Book of Revelation, chapter 20, verse 7, and it's the King James version, Revelation 20 and 7. Now, I'm going to read something here from one of Dr. York's old books that he had. And I had looked up this today, and I hadn't read this in a long time. But he had this here. It's called the Holy Injil. Now, the Injil, he say, called the Injil, that's Arabic. It means the Book of Revelation. So go to Revelation 20 and 7. I'm reading this out of the Injil that was translated by Dr. York. And verse 7 says, 27 says, and when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loose out of his prison. That's what it says in Revelation 20. Now, Dr. York had a little note that he had. He used to, you know, like he used to translate it and say things. He would give you the Bible, what it says in the Bible, and then he will go and break down something. Now, this is what he said, part of the, his breakdown on that one. He says, and when the 1,000 years is up, Zuin, the evil one, the reptilian, Shakar, see, there's, I'm getting into learning Hebrew names and things now, Shakar, Nakash, Satan in physical form will be loosed out of his prison because of his physical conception in 1969 on the 72nd Street in Dakota House on June the 6th, 1966. He was born and thus was released from the pit and has been wreaking havoc ever since. AIDS was killing the world. Now it is Ebola that is attacking the other parts of the world and is further being spread by scientists and their experimentation with bacteria strands and viruses that managed to escape their laboratories by carelessly pouring down the drain. It says sex and violence is becoming more explicit in the media. We can see that today for sure, don't we, brothers and sisters? Brother Justin was talking about sisters they got out there, Sexy Red, Suki, Kiana Suki, whatever her damn name. And then there's some more. I always talk about this coochie music. That's what I call it. Yeah, this coochie music. This, that, another Pound Town, all this stuff. They're selling sex to these women and just real provocative, nasty stuff that out there doing. But sex and violence is becoming more explicit in the media. He says failure of the economy, more starving people, cracked heads, the spreading of new synthetic drugs, mind-altering music, Brother Justice, and the list goes on, and destroying natural resources. Now, Dr. York written this long time ago when he written elsewhere. But I want to go back to something he talked about right here. He says when Satan was going to be loose from the pit, and he says became in his physical form conception in 1965 on the 72nd Street in the Dakota House on June the 6th, 1966. Now, if y'all don't know, give y'all this something what he's saying, what he's talking about on that one. Y'all remember there was a movie that was called Rosemary Baby? Y'all remember that one? Uh-huh. Rosemary Baby. You remember that, Brother Justice, that movie?
I heard of it. I don't know if I've seen it.
Oh, yeah. It's an old movie. And what he's talking about, June the 6th, 1966, is Rosemary. And that movie, and it happened, that so-called apartment or whatever, that house, that place, it was on, that's why he mentioned in here, it was on 72nd Street in Dakota House. And you can look that up. Look up Dakota House. And you can actually, it's still there right now today. You had people, a lot of famous artists that went there. Number one, Roberta Flack. Yeah, Roberta Flack was known to frequent that place right there. But yeah, in 1960, and in that movie, they showed, I'm just giving y'all a synopsis of it. Some of y'all seen it. But in that movie, it had, well, this, you know, this lady and her husband. The guy, what he was like, what they call a starving artist. He wanted to be, not a starving artist, wrong thing. He wanted to be an actor. And they was these people of weird-ass people in there who worship Satanism, these Satanism and things of this nature. But anyway, when his wife was sleeping and so forth, and she was in there knocked out, and they had this, like Satan, the image of Satan or whatever, came into the room and started having sex with her. And when he was the devil, I'm going to say Satan was having sex with her, impregnate her, the Pope came in there. The Pope actually came in there, and she kissed the Pope ring like they do, kissed the Pope ring, and he blessed that child, which was going to be the devil's child, or Satan's seed, right? So that's what he talked about. So he said even, I mean, I remember he talked about, and that happened supposed to, now, because they say the actual Pope came to the United States. Y'all can look all this up. Came to the United States actually in that year of June the 6th, 1966, that actually supposed to have happened for real. Now, I'm not saying y'all that actually happened with the movie. A lot of y'all probably seen it. Y'all, if you hadn't seen it, go back and check out that. It's an old-ass movie, but go and check it out now. Peep that movie out. Rosemary Baby. But from that movie, he was talking about, and there was a spinoff from the movie, Rosemary Baby. Y'all remember The Omen? Y'all remember The Omen? Damien. Yeah, y'all remember old badass Damien? Yeah, that was supposed to have been a spinoff from that. And even with that, they were saying that was, y'all remember old Richard Nixon? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's a lot that was in that movie and certain things that played out in actual reality that people don't actually know about. But anyway, so we talking about, and I'm going to throw this out here. Now, some people might be saying, man, I ain't without all that religious bull. I ain't no goddamn Satan and all this. Now, for me, as a person who actually studies somewhat a form of Orthodox Judaism, may I say, because I only profess what you call what y'all call Old Testament or the Tanakh, as we call it, right? And in that, even in the Tanakh, we don't have this whole thing like the belief part like they have in Christianity about the devil and the red suit and such, you know, they transform that to a whole different thing, right? But in Judaism, when it talks about even while Satan, it's actually in the Hebrew called Hashetan. Hashetan, and only mean an adversary, far as that. So we don't. It's not a belief that we believe in, far as Judaism say, believing in no man in a red suit, pitchfork. And we know a lot of this stuff that came. We do look at it as an adversary. A man, anybody can be a damn adversary. Like Honorable Elijah Muhammad even taught that. Hell, anybody can turn devil at any time. That's what he said. Now, he said the white man was the devil, but he said anybody can turn devil at any time, didn't he? And then, so, yeah, that's true. And I remember Dr. York written a book called The Black Devil. Yeah, so y'all can actually look at it. Hell, y'all want to say that if we want to talk about devil in the human form, hell, the original devil was the damn black devil. Uh-oh, we don't want to go. Y'all don't want to touch on that, do y'all? Y'all don't want to touch on that one. But going back to something in true reality, here's something, brother, I find very ironic, though. And I know somebody out there listening, man, y'all gone with all that, man, especially all that God stuff. Now, they might say, well, we talking about God, right? People will, and I've noticed, people will go hard at you, and they always coming after the concept of the Bible dealing with we not, just not on the Bible, whether it's the Holy Quran, just say the God concept or just believing because you believe in God. They come at you. Man, forget all that God stuff. Now, this God, that. But I notice, brother, I don't hear them saying a mumbling word when it come down to anything dealing with this, what they call Satanism or anything of that nature. You don't hear a mumbling word about that. But anything you talking about dealing with this concept of God and God and this, because we're dealing with God, we're trying to be a moral and an upright people. Not saying everybody who's saying claiming God, they are right. They do the right thing. That's why I touched on in a class today in a video that I did for the Liberation Tabernacle. I was talking about that the Most High does not dwell in unclean temples, and I was even quoting Paul on that today, y'all. I ain't no Paul person. But he said, the Most High do not dwell in unclean temples, right? So so just because you holler that, you know, don't mean that you are. So we're supposed to be a people who are standing up on more principles and things of this nature. So that's why we're saying we follow God and we're trying to be upright. And so there's a, in everything, there's a balance. So even with this whole, if you don't believe in the God concept, but even in everything, nature and all, everything, there's a, as a like positive, negative, what is people say, good, bad, agreeable, disagreeable, there's opposites. So even when we have this positive force or energy, there's a negative energy. So you can call it the God energy, the positive, you call it the devil's energy, you know, the negative energy, however you want to fix it, but there is two opposite forces out there. And I want to read y'all something here. I read this long, 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 long time ago. Go into a book. Yeah, hell yeah. Mortals and Dogmas. Yeah. Albert Pike. Yes, sir. Statue. I don't know. I think his statue's still there in Washington, D.C., who was a 33rd degree Shriner. Yes, sir. Freemason from the Scottish Rite. Now, most black folks don't even know nothing about this or know anything in dealing with him. He goes back to the Civil War era. Yeah, general. But here's in his book called Mortars and Dogmas, dealing with the masonry, the master mason degree at that, right? And basically on the European side, Scottish Rite. And most of you black, the black Prince Hall Masons, y'all don't look at the Scottish Rites as, y'all say they clandestine, y'all don't deal with them anyway, but y'all better listen to something shit that they say in this book. Excuse me, Most High, forgive my language. I'm trying to work on that, y'all. This is something he said right here, and this is part of the master's degree. He said the true name of Satan, the Kabbalists say, is that of Yahweh reverse. For Satan is not a black god, but a negation of God. The devil is the personification of atheism or idolatry. Let me say that one more time, y'all. What did he say? He said the devil is the personification of atheism or idolatry. For the initiate, what initiate? Initiate in the Masonic Lodge, right? He said, for the initiate, this is not a person, but a force. Now, check this out. He said, but a force created for good, created for good. Because what do they tell you even in as far as Christianity and whatnot? They talk about how Satan was created as an angel of light. They say he was a good angel who later became bad. That's in Christian theology. And teach y'all that, right? Don't you remember? Y'all remember that? They said he was created. He was a good angel, man. He was created for good, but then he turned evil. So even with that, it says he was created for good, but which may serve for evil. Y'all, come on now. This Albert Pike, this is 33rd degree Mason. And placing, he was a Christian. I got to put that on record, y'all. He was a Christian at that, too. So, you know, was using his Christian, I mean, the his language of saying so and so. I just want to put this on record, but this is what they were believing. They are believing this stuff. But anyway, and some certain people do it. They and this is maybe the people that's out there who worshiping Satan is in the music industry and stuff. A lot of them may claim to be Christian. You'll see a lot of them run around here with crosses on their necks and all of this stuff. So, hey, like I tell y'all, man, just because you don't believe it, just because you might not think it's real, don't mean that somebody else is not real. Because, like, listen. Because this, while you can, what they believe so whole, a person can believe something so wholeheartedly, right? It becomes real. So I don't give a damn. Y'all say, well, I don't believe in all that. Well, you don't have to. They do. And another person can hurt your ass because of what they believe in so wholeheartedly. So even if it wasn't, just say y'all, even if it wasn't a certain thing of Satan, but they believe in Satan. Don't y'all know a lot of, I'm going to say a lot of them, I don't know. But some Satanists do rituals, blood rituals, killing folks, sacrificing people and shit. Y'all think y'all better not think just some of these damn wars now. I ain't saying that's what it is, but don't you think for a minute some of these damn evil-ass rulers in certain of these places might not be into some of this Satanism or this dark force, as just as it was saying, this dark stuff, and they probably be doing these wars, killing people for ritualistic matters? Y'all better watch it. You better think about it. But check this out. Let me finish this off right fast. Going into two things he said some more. But he says, but go back. He says, for the initiate, this is not a person, but a force created for good, but which may serve for evil. Who the fuck? I mean, excuse me, y'all. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me, Most High. Who the James Brown want to use that for some evil? Y'all see this? It's meant for something good, but they said it's to... You can use it, but it may be served for something evil. It says for the instrument of liberty or free will. They represent this force. Who is they? They represent this force, which presides over the physical generation under the methodology and horn form of the god Pan. Again, that's why we constantly see, brothers and sisters, representation when y'all see Satan, or a representation, they say, of Satan or the devil, they always use the goat, right? We see this. So, again, he said in the methodology, he says the horn form of the god Pan. And And then he gonna say, which it says, of which the poet have been made the false Lucifer of the legend. But let me see here. Let me jump over here. There's another part he says right here. He says, Satan is the son and lord of matter, the secondary angel and demon, children of matter. Satan created and governed the visible world, but the soul of man emanate from God and is of the same substance with God. Y'all heard this? This is in this book. Oh, brother, he got some stuff in here. This is what here, mm-hmm. one 33rd degree Masons. And let me give y'all something, since some people say, I don't believe in all this, but this is what he tell the Masons out there. This is what he was telling them at the time. A lot of people, they say they don't claim to mess with this. I know the Black Lodges, they don't anyway. They don't even know nothing about this. They falling behind some shit that they don't know nothing about in the first place. Anyway, so we ain't even worried about them. But you got these people out here, like just with saying, most of these white folks out here that do the music and stuff. So Black folks falling behind stuff. They have no idea what the hell they doing. They just seen it. Like, you know the history of starting with the Prince Hall Masons. But anyway, it says, fiction, this is what in the Master Mason degree, again, what he said. It says, fictions are necessary to people, and the truth become deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliancy. You hear that? He said, the truth, mm-hmm. check this out, y'all. The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportionally to their imperfect reasoning. The truth must be kept, because he said, and let me see here. He says, and if y'all want to think again, you can talk about damn Christianity. But he said, Masonry, like all religions, Masonry is a religion. That's what he said in here. It says, is a all religion. Let me see. I'm trying to go here. I'm trying to hear up, y'all. He says, to the elite, use false explanations and misinterpretations of its symbols and mislead those who deserve only to be misled, to conceal the truth, which is called light from them, to draw them away from it. Truth is not for those who are unworthy and unable to receive it or would pervert it. It says every age has had a religion suited to its capability. The teachers, even Christianity, are in general the most ignorant of the true meaning of which that they teach. There's no book of which so little is known as the Bible. To most who read it, it is incomprehensible, as the Zohar. So Masonry jealously conceal its secret and intentionally lead conceal interpreters astray. Y'all heard it right there. Mm-hmm. And most of your preachers and teachers and all of this stuff are in soul these lodges. You don't know what they into. And it was something else very fast I was going to throw out. I was talking about Lucifer, the goat. Oh, even something, brothers and sisters, I'm going to give you this because I'm here with the justice jump back in here. Even when Passover, Yom Kippur, called the Day of Atonement. The Day of Atonement, and it happened about October. What was it, September, October? But anyway, in that, they have something. It was supposed to have been two goats. They call one the scapegoat. And the scapegoat is where they say they bring. Now, this is all symbolic, y'all. It's not like, you know, it didn't happen. You didn't do this for real. You understand it. But they said they brought the sins of the children of Israel, and they placed all these sins into this one goat. And they took the goat, and they took them into the desert and turned them loose, running out in the desert. And the goat had to go out in Azazel to this demon called Azazel. That's where these sins went. The scapegoat went out to this demon, as they say, called Azazel. That's in the Bible. And this demon, look it up, y'all. It'll trip you out. Now, and remember what I just said. They placed the sins in a what? Not a lamb, not a sheep. If they say Jesus is the Lamb of God and all this, no, they put the sins in a goat. So this goat thing has been around a long time dealing with demonic and demon things. Notice, but even in Kemet, what do they use? Did they use a goat or were they using ram? What's the sacred things of Kemet? The goat, the ram. Not a goat. Not the goat. The ram. Yeah. So notice that. I just want y'all to pay attention to that. So, but yeah, even in the Judaism, the sins went and they had to run the goat out to this demon. Not just, you know, that's some of the mythology, y'all, to teach. And it was a demon called Azazel. Mm-hmm. But there's some deep stuff, man, with this goat stuff. And why in the hell, I'm going to throw this again, why in the hell, if you got a 5-point star, we all know how a star's supposed to look. Come on now. Why is the Eastern star symbol turned upside down and look like the goddamn billy goat?
They messed it up. That's when they did that on purpose. They did that on purpose because when you turn the star like that upside down, you know, you putting horns or, you know, like, it's really satanic. When you reverse a star like that, that's satanic.
Mm-hmm. And just I'm gonna give you one part to go with what you're saying, right? I forgot to throw this in there, but it's right on track what you said. Reverse. Remember what Albert Pike just said. He said the true name of Satan to the Kabbalists is that of Yahweh reversed. Reversed. We talk about the star. No, everything they do is in reverse. If we try to do things as good, they reverse it. Make it. So, yeah, go ahead, bro.
All right. Satanic display at Iowa Capitol vandalized beyond repair. And it says, this morning we were informed by the authorities that the Baphomet statue in our holiday display was destroyed beyond repair. We are proud to continue our holiday display for the next few days that we have been allowed it. This comes with a short clip. Let me see. Go ahead.
35-year-old Michael Cassidy is charged with fourth-degree criminal mischief. The holiday display featured a ram's head covered with mirrors and mannequins. There have been calls to have the display removed, but the temple says this display is a symbol of its right to religious freedom.
That's it. So, yeah, we talk about the Baphomet or the goat. And so they had their goat destroyed by somebody, you know.
Jay, I didn't know they destroyed. I didn't know they had it at the Capitol. I didn't know nobody destroyed it. Yeah. And bro, Justin, you heard, there's a key word in there. There's a key word. Well, there's a lot to that story. But what did they say? They religious freedom. I told you. Satanism is still a religion, but you hear though, that's what I said again. When you hear people talk about religion, what do they say? These Abrahamic religion is a problem, but we never hear nobody talk about that, about Satanism as a problem, as a religion. Is a religion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And hey. So when there are people doing it, and that's why I remember brother had said long. I remember heard I said, I don't forget who said it. I don't know if it was out of New York. I forgot long time ago. It was something that it was saying people like that. Praise God. Thank God. He's like, hey, man, don't be so happy to say amen just because they use that word God. Is it because Satan to the Satanist is a God? So when they hear the words God and you hear like, hey, man, don't get so damn happy because you don't know what God he's actually serving. Unless, you know, if he says like we say, I say, Yah, you already know. I ain't talking about what's called Satan or Shaitan or nothing. But say Yahweh, Jehovah, whatever, you know, if you put a name on it, like Allah, even Allah, that he might translate to it to God. But we know damn well you ain't talking about this other dark force, as they say. Because even Albert Pike said it's a force. But go ahead, brother.
Have you heard of this rapper named Doja Cat?
Yeah, that's the girl I was talking about. I said a Dojo Cat shit. I don't know what happened. Yeah, that's her.
Yeah, she is heavily into that Satan worship. And
yeah,
like,
that's
you
the
know,
one.
She wears horns and wears all red, or just paint her whole body red, like it's blood.
Yeah, that's the one I was talking about at the award. That's her. That's her. Did you see that video I sent you with her at the MTV Awards?
I'm not sure. At the MTV Awards?
Yeah, I had showed you the, I sent you one. I don't know, I think I did. I sent you one at the MTV Awards. I think I did. Mm-hmm. Damn, man, hold on. What year this is? This 2003? Yeah, I sent you one. It was when they showed it. Man, I'm just Google searching something like just what you're saying. I'm looking at the Washington Post. Says Satanism come to the Republicans. Satan comes to the 2024 Republican primary. And what they're showing, an all black, a couple of white folks out there, an all black with the so-called 5-point star, like we see it turned upside down. And they out there throwing up the, you know, the horn, and like they're putting the Texas long. And that's something else too, bro. You know, they throw up their Texas Longhorn, talking about the Texas Longhorn. And we talked about this years ago, Brother Eric. And I'm like, wait a minute, hold up now. I've seen people throw that up, and they don't go no goddamn. They ain't went to no Texas with a Texas Longhorn. Why are they throwing it up? I remember, Joe, I've seen Barack Obama throwing it up before. And people are like, wait a minute, hold up. I know damn well he didn't go there. Why he throwing it up? Yeah, so it's crazy stuff like that. Yeah, but they all around.
I just sent you a video of Sexy Red admitting to selling her soul.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, let me play that one then, brother. Because I never seen that one. Get the commercial out first. Let me get the commercial to play on out first. Yeah, I hadn't heard that one. Let me see.
And I think that's the one her friend is on.
Okay.
Right here. We're going to be looking at
it's like 14 minutes. Let me see. We need to play some of it then. See the gist of it, right?
Because he gets to start talking.
To selling her soul and being a part of the Illuminati on live. Now, I already told you guys this was the case way before she said this, especially after she had dropped that tape of her basically, you know what I'm saying, getting the bang bang on. As soon as you dropped that, I told y'all this is an Illuminati humiliation ritual. You know the same exact way when you're in college and you have the specific fraternities and sororities that you have to go through the hazing phase of, it's like public humiliation in order to join this specific group. That's exactly what she went through. That's exactly what that tape was of her getting banged. And now it's all making much more sense because now you have it coming out of her mouth talking about how she's from the Illuminati.
Damn.
Let's get straight into this, yeah.
This year, we saw
many
female rappers, with the biggest being, no doubt, Sexy Red. Sexy Red went from an upcoming rapper to the hottest new female rapper out in the span of just a few months. She has been everywhere this year, and her career has only been climbing and reaching new heights. How fast Sexy Red got on left people with many questions regarding how she was able to achieve success so quickly. Is she just super talented and her music is really good, which led to an organic blow-up? Or is there more to her story? Well, if you saw my last video on Sexy Red, then you know this is furthest from the truth. Sexy Red is undoubtedly an industry plant. She was signed back in 2018 to J Rebel Music due to a viral song she had. The song was nowhere near a big song, but the label saw potential in her and signed her immediately. This is when the label redesigned her image and made her into the Sexy Red she is today. By the time Sexy Red dropped her debut song, she had already been signed to Warner Music, and the song came out under them. The virality of Poundtown was constructed by the record labels as it was released to Warner Music. They put the large marketing dollars behind the song to get it to pop. Now, she is currently signed to a label called Gamma. This label is a newer label ran by Larry Jackson. Larry Jackson was previously the creative director of Apple Music before leaving the company to start Gamma Records. He signed a few artists, one of them being no other than Sexy Red. Right after he signed her, he used his connections to get her to do songs with huge artists.
Yo, Drake need to put his tongue back in his mouth. What is going on? What is this?
Artists like Drake. Drake and Larry Jackson are close, as Drake even shouted him out in one of his songs. This is the reason we see Sexy Red with Drake before she even truly fully went mainstream. This is more important than people tend to realize. All of the success that Sexy Red is seeing now is because she was built up by the labels. This also means that everything Sexy Red does is under instruction of the labels she is signed to. She is just a puppet being used to further destroy the urban communities. If we listen to the lyrics of her songs, you would quickly notice she is glamorizing a promiscuous lifestyle, telling her young female fans to sleep around and to not respect themselves. She is also promoting the gangster street mentality, as in her songs, she glamorizes men that are in the street life. She literally has a song where she raps about only being romantically interested in gang members. Anyone with ears to hear should be able to determine what purpose Sexy Red serves. Nowadays, younger and younger girls are sleeping around with several men, and they don't see anything wrong with this. And this is why. Their favorite rapper is telling them this is what they have to do to be lit.
Yeah, okay, we're going to stop there for a minute. But y'all just hear that. Yeah, you can look this one up. Look this one up. Sexy Red admit selling her soul on IG Live. Yeah, reaction video. I got to finish that one off when we finish the show. Bro Joseph just sent me another one. And he's right, man. That's what they're doing with the other girl, Sukiyana. I think that's her name. I think I got it right that time. Sukiyana. A lot of them that's coming out with all of this coochie-banging type music. I don't know what the hell else to call it, y'all. They are leading. I mean, y'all remember going back in the days. I'm going to play this video, though. But when we had our sisters like Queen Latifah, them before, before she went at the her way. But anyway, regardless of that, she was saying songs like had that ladies first and all of that. Y'all remember that? Who you calling a bitch? You know what I'm saying? Look how what they songs they was coming out with at that time. Hood, Money, Love and things. But now look at this stuff now, brothers and sisters.
I can't find a positive girl rap group yet or a positive girl rapper that, you know, I would want, you know, my mother or my or even somebody's little children to listen to. They promoting negativity and ignorance, man. And to be, you know, degrading and just to be rude and to not have any manners, you know, so.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to play this one, brother.
Yeah. Let's see. I haven't even checked this one out, but it's only 5 minutes long. Let's see what they have to say about these rappers who are promoting this evil agenda towards our children.
Yeah, that's the guy, Nino Brown. Let me play it. Play this right fast. See what we got.
Let me tell you something about these ass rappers. You got rappers like Young Miami telling your 9-year-old. 10-year-old, 11-year-old daughters to be a look at this shit.
On today's episode of Having a Good Don't Leave a Bad Harbor, you see? Driving with my... Yeah, I'm leaving a bad harbor. I just finished shopping. I'm in a Maybach, white on white, bitch. Everything okay. That's what a good to get you.
Wait, that ain't it. Then you got rappers like Glorilla. F-R-E-E. Listen to what this dumbass raw says.
Hey, ladies, how are you? And I'm going to call my twin, and I just want to let y'all know, be toxic for the rest of your 20s. You only get one life. Live your toxic 20s. You never get to be 20 years old, 21, 22, 23, 24, none of that ever again in your life. Be toxic, because don't get in your 30s thinking you could just go slashing ties and doing all this crazy shit. You're too old for that now, and you're too mature. Be toxic for the rest of your 20s. And if you're delusional, turn that shit up a notch. Enjoy the rest of your 20s. You only get to do this shit one time.
So one arm telling you to prostitute yourself, find a man that's going to pay for it when you got good cool, is going to send you to Chanel, Fendi, and all that. So that make your little daughter look up to these girls and think, you know what, I got to solicit myself to an old man like a daddy. And then you got the other girl telling them in their 20s they need to be toxic. They need to be dangerous. They need to be delusional and put a little extra on it. What they creating? They ain't creating wives. So you got to understand something. While they telling your daughters that, you know what they doing? They married. Yeah, they home with their baby. They're daddy at home. But they telling you to do wrong. They telling your kids to do wrong. They misleading and misguiding. See, just like these rapper dudes. They music, send your son to prison. They send your son to the mall. They send your son to the county jail. Guess where they send their son? The private school. They mislead and misguide. Here you got rappers like Sexy Red making STD music. Music for the people that get STD, talking about she like raw sex. What kind of message they promoting to the youth? What kind of message they promoting to you as a woman that's married? Making you feel like you missing out on something. Making you feel like you need to do what they doing. You don't need to do that, man. Let me tell you something, man. Y'all got to watch who y'all kids listening to. You got to watch who your kids looking up to. Because these girls ain't talking about nothing, man. They telling your kids to be prostitutes. They telling your kids to solicit themselves. They telling your kids to be toxic and what that's creating. Jezebel.
Yes,
hoes, man. Yeah, not wise. They don't want your kid to be married like you is. They don't want your kid to have one man like you did growing up. They want your kid to have multiple men, have multiple STDs, and be toxic and delusional. Just dumb as fuck. Watch who your kids listening to. I'm going to tell you something. Look at this father. He just caught his daughter out there prostituting, and he caught her in the act. Check this shit out.
Don't call somebody else to come with you. How about that?
I'm your father. You gonna listen to me?
You ain't been my father. Don't come with all that title shit now. That's
I don't want. You're not doing this. I'm not letting you do this no more.
People out here.
I don't want to hear that. You're getting off the street.
See, I'm gonna tell you something. The eyes and the ears is the gateway to the soul. What you listen to, what you watch all day, that's what you become. You got to be careful, man, because these women, rappers, and all these people are creating young prostitutes. Guess who benefit off this? Them record labels. And you know who they ran by? The goddamn plan. They want us misled. They want us to be Jezebels. They want you to be HOEs. They want you to have all these goddamn kids and don't know who the baby daddy is. That's why they promoting this music. But don't let your kids fall for that bullshit. Teach your daughter what a real woman is. Teach your son what a real man is. Don't listen to these rappers, man. Come and tell you something right now. These rappers are WWF. A lot of them talk tough, but they ain't about the shit they talking. They want to lead you and mislead you down the path of destruction. Because if you don't catch them now, you're going to be just like that father that caught his daughter out there prostituting her body. He didn't even know it. And guess what? Every day you ignore what they listen to, they're out there doing the nasty dance and all that. Guess what you building? Another one of them. And you don't even know what you building. Because you're going to walk up and catch some shit one day that you can't stop because they too far gone. Catch that shit now, man. I'm telling you right now. Y'all make sure y'all send this to somebody that got kids if you ain't got no kids. Y'all make sure y'all like this video. Y'all make sure y'all share this video. Y'all make sure y'all comment below, man, and let me know if you feel how I feel, because I grew up on some real shit. We the business.
Yes, sir. That is Nino Brown, y'all. That's Nino Brown called These Rappers Are Promoting Evil Agenda and Evil Agendas. Give me, I'm going to say that one more time. These rappers are promoting an evil agenda on children. I'm going to say children. He got kids, but we know y'all don't know who that word kid deals. We got to stop calling them kids, too, because kids is what, y'all? What's the word for kids? What's the definition for kids? Baby.
An animal.
Yeah, they're animal, but a baby goat. And then we're going back with that goat again. So we calling our children.
You know, that's subliminal. That's subliminal.
Kids. Yeah, a baby goat. Look it up. Yes, sir. That's a kid. A kid is a baby goat. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we don't want to call our children our precious loved ones.
But see, what if they did that on purpose? They like, our kids, you know, just on purpose. Instead of saying our children or, you know, whatever else.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know. Then you don't look so much on it. You're like, oh, well, it's just kind of short for saying children or, you know, something else.
Most people not going to, we don't go and look into stuff. We don't go and we just hear other people say it and just ride out with it. Because he said something about them, they was promoting prostitution. I want to read something right back. And I read something from the Torah, actually, from the Torah. And this is, I'm reading this from my Complete Jewish Study Bible. This is Leviticus 19. And verse 19 and 29 of the book of Leviticus, it says, do not debase your daughter by making her a prostitute. so that the land would not fall into prostitution and become full of shame. That's one of the things that Israelites were told. Yeah, the ancient Israelites was told that don't turn your daughters into prostitutes so that the land will be filled with prostitution and become full of shame. That's in the Torah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So, hey.
That's pretty profound, you know? And
yes, sir.
It's just like what Nino Brown was saying, that the music that you listening to is a gateway to your soul. Mm-hmm. So if all you like is the kind of negative rap music that I'm hearing out there, and you don't have any days of the week where you don't listen to it, so, and you don't like but this type of music, and it's all going to be fueling your soul with type of to only have self-centered motives and to just, you know, not really have any care for anybody but yourself, in a sense. And so I'm just thinking about, like, that kind of music and you listening to it every day. It would seem to me like, okay, you're not taking Sunday and just falling back and listening to something else or doing something else or not listening at all, but you're doing this 7 days a week, maybe all every day of the year and stuff like that. And if you're a youth or a young person and this is your kind of way of, you know, doing things and that, now it's going to affect your soul, even though you may end up becoming a productive human being, but you still have this inside of your development, as you know, of what you've heard and what you've listened to and different things. So even if you don't end up becoming a participant, it seems you would have a more of an understanding of why something went down or something happening, because it becomes a norm in that world. So people would tend to know something's going on because they've normalized a lot of things that weren't normal before. So because you're going to have people all over America who are going to like rappers from different places and different rappers and whatnot. And if you like a certain rapper, no matter where you come from or whatever like that, but the message there isn't something that's uplifting your soul. It's kind of bringing your soul inside of yourself to a numbness, to a place where, you know, you just like neither here nor there. You're just like going along with the getting along, or going along with the way things are being laid out for you. Because to me, if you listen to something every day, that's your psychology now. Mm. And then you will find with different people, they can't really speak a whole lot of words because their vocabulary is pretty limited. And so they'll say things and use a lot of crutch words in place, you know, when they can't express themselves fully because they haven't developed a big enough vocabulary. And so this is kind of what I noticed with some of the youth today. Like, you know, they want to say a lot, but they can't. So they kind of seen a vibe on that level of the rappers that the rappers are on, which is very elementary to me. Okay. So it's unfortunate that our people have come to where we have in our music, and the older rappers or the golden era of rappers haven't come and saved the rap music or saved the young rappers from self-destruction or following Satan, where the golden age of rap music, we weren't following Satan to where I could see anybody was following Satan. Like, I couldn't see EPMD or Coogi Rap even, in a sense, you know, like not following Satan to where they're following Satan at these days. Like many rappers from back in the day, it wasn't even on the agenda of serving Satan or selling your soul to the devil and all this stuff. It wasn't even about that. But being as though the people who own all of these record labels and everything, and they're saying to do a negative thing and to promote negativity and to talk more about killing or shooting or crimes and stuff like that, which you're misleading or leading your people astray by doing that in the rap. And so this is the plan of the people who own these record labels, is to get us to mess our own selves up, because they saw the greatness of the golden era of rappers and how they all had their own styles and they were all loved and they seemed to all respect each other. There wasn't any beefs in between the groups. And so I think that those people, they didn't want that, or they wanted to see us more going at each other instead of having peace, which was usually one of the last words at the end of a song in the golden era of rap music. It was always, okay, at the end of the song, you say peace, you know, like that. And everybody was pretty much on the quest to get peace and to be peaceful towards each other. And that's just what it was. And we have the opposite happening here today with this drill music type and all this stuff. There is no peace in drill music. And we had music with peace, you know, which was, it wasn't educating you, it was entertaining you, or, you know, you may just, you know, some rap music was, it was some funny kind of like rap music. It was still like maybe viewed as being, you know, dope or, you know, real good rap or something. Like, I'm thinking like the Fat Boys, you know, some of their stuff was like funny about how, you know, they went to jail or something like that, you know, but it was funny how they was rapping about it. And he's like, you know, in other songs that they made, it was a couple of them that was funny. And then, you know, you had like Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince and a lot of their songs, some of them would be funny because the Fresh Prince, he had some songs when he first came out. He had one called Your Parents Just Don't Understand or something like that. And it was funny. And then he flipped the whole thing and had jazz, a touch of jazz, which was dope. I mean, like, you know, you hearing doo-doo, over a hip-hop. I mean, that was profound. So, you know, it was, you know, today you don't see any kind of anything that sets you apart from everybody else. Everybody seems to be trying to sound the same or do the same type of agenda, where, like I'm just mentioning, the Fat Boys or Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, they was doing different things. They had a couple songs that was funny. Even that song where the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, I mean, that's funny. Now, every song don't got to be killing and all like that. And the song was a hit. The other songs was hits. But if all you're telling me, you don't want to hear nothing funny or nothing with an expression of trying to find peace, or you can't find a rapper today who at the end of his song he gonna say, all right, peace. He's not gonna do that. Because they don't know anything about it, number one. I don't think they even know about peace, because they didn't live in the world when before 2001 and all this stuff started happening with the government and the Patriot Act and all of these harsh things and more taking away our privacy and you know, tracking us and everything else, right? So you can't say that you can have peace like during those times or these times now. So the people today, they may not necessarily know what that is. But at some point, I think the satanic stuff is going to get exposed to what the power of God is way more powerful than the devil. And so somehow I believe that the power of God going to awaken more people to the truth about Satan and what they're doing, and not knowing that they're going down this wrong path, because they may not be hearing enough expressions of God. They may not be attending any church, or like I say, if someone's listening to something every day and not even taking one day out the week to maybe put on some gospel music or put on something different versus you listening to these rappers that are all negative and you don't even realize it, but this is just what you like and you don't like any other kind of music. And so all you're hearing is this vibe of this psychology of ignorance that, you know, you don't even realize is ignorant. This is just what you like. You know, it's like you caught up in something you don't even understand. And so, you know, the whole thing. I mean, how could you make the black man feminized? Who would ever thunk this? But they following behind each other with these rappers and whatnot. And these rappers are allowed to rap and influence people their age and younger that, okay, you can now wear makeup on your face or lipstick or nail polish or a dress now, a skirt, anything like that as a man. Like, help me out on that one, brother. Come
yeah,
on.
But what you got to think about what they're doing, brother? Like, even Albert Pike said in his book, and if you ever read what they call the seven laws of Tahuti, or the principles of Tahuti, there's one thing called in there about changing the polarity, and that's exactly what they're doing. Because Albert Pike, remember, he said, to Satanists, I mean, to the Kabbalists, Yahweh is Satan in reverse. Everything is about a reversal. You do it this way, I want to do it that way. Everything is about a reversal. That's what this whole thing is about, a reverse. So even with this, you talk about the gender, the sex thing. Yeah, you know you a male, but now let's reverse that. I'm a female, because what we got? The opposite, right? You got the opposite sexes. As we've always known it to be, male, female, man, woman, boy, girl. But now it's a reversal. You was born a male because you have a penis. So, but now we reverse that. I'm a girl, though. Even though you don't have a vagina, you don't have the parts that make you what is known as a female, but you want to identify with that. You reverse. So everything, all of this stuff is a reverse. We're changing the polarity. That's all what this all the thing about. And that's what they're doing. If you want to be righteous, you said we're supposed to be righteous. No, we're gonna be unrighteous. Everything is about the opposite. Because, you know, like you said, going back, brother, them times you were talking about the music, but we had even with the brothers with the Nation of Gods and Earth with the music, Rakim Allah and all of them, everything they was talking about being righteous and, you know, righteous. I know Elijah Muhammad was talking about righteous brother. But now we are seeing unrighteous. And even with going back to some of them lessons that Imam Elijah Muhammad was talking about, you know, about bringing up the brothers and sisters and not living a savage life. Hell, you got people running around here with T-shirts on now, brother. And even in their music and even saying in certain lyrics, talking about I'm a savage. I remember Tank had a song talking about he's a savage. Now you're proud to say you are a savage. When Europeans used to say black folk, y'all are nothing but savage Negroes. Y'all know they said the other word, though. You are nothing but savages. And you are proudly, goddammit, got shirts on, T-shirts, hats, and saying you are a savage. Come on, bro. Look at the sickness. And this what this whole thing, even we talk about Satanism, is all about reverse. Going back to something with Aleister Crowley. And I remember Jay-Z had a shirt on. But Aleister Crowley was talking about do as thou wilt. Do as thou wilt. You know, that's old English, but it's basically do as you will. Do as you will. Just, you know, that's what it was. Just do whatever it is to please you. That's why they're out here today. They are pushing all of this stuff, free love, this, that, and other. And even with going back with sex and reading, all of that music, hey, man, do what you want to do. Just have sex and, you know, all of this sexual perversion. Because even with Aleister Crowley, they said that man had whatever all the diseases were at that time, he had every damn sexual disease he had. I mean, he have caught and contracted every damn sexual disease known to man probably at that time and probably times past, because he was just all practicing this sexual perversion stuff, sex magic. It just crazy stuff. And just do as thou wilt, do whatever it is that please you. And that's what they're basically having our brothers and sisters doing. But another thing I want to go out to, I want to go to jump into. I feel like some New Testament today, y'all. What they calling New Testament? I've been in it all day today, y'all. I don't know, for some reason that's where I'm at today. But we're gonna go back right fast. I guess maybe it is, you know, people saying it's the Christmas thing. So the Christmas people, the Christians are doing their thing. So maybe that's what.
Well, hold on.
It's rubbing off.
I thought you said Tanakh only.
I am. My bad. I am Tanakh only. That's what I'm trying to say. I am Tanakh only. But still, it's something I want to share with y'all. And this is what is going down. See, I understand when I read this, though, y'all, I don't take a lot of this literal. But I understand it does apply to each and every last one of us when you know how to properly understand these ancient literature. This is what you understand, biblical literature. It's for teaching to you. It's a guide for something. But I want to go some right here, right? I want to take y'all somewhere. Now, according to this, in the book of Matthew, the fourth chapter, Matthew said something. Now, this is what he's saying that happened with Jesus, or Yahshua, as they say. I'm going to use the Hebrew, y'all. Y'all don't mind that, the Yahshua. And the 8th verse, Matthew 4:8, and he said this here, right? He said that once more, the adversary took him, which talk about Yahshua, took him up to the summit on a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and all of their glory, and said to him, all of this I will give you if you will bow down and worship me. But it said, Yahshua said, away with you, Satan. He said, because the Tanakh said, worship the Most High, your power. I'm going to just keep it in English, y'all. Worship the Most High, your God, and serve him only. But here's something, and y'all heard me say this several times, preach this part several times. And here's what's going down. Just like with that right there, that's why I like to use that. It says the adversary, in this particular case, it could be record label, music, movie producers, whoever it is, right? They catch these brothers and sisters out there. Hey, look, they show you Hollywood Walk of Fame. Show them all of these other places to buy. They show them all of this materialistic bull crap, and they show them all of this stuff. Hey, listen here. This, if you want this here, what do you call it? The money, clothes, and hoes. Excuse my language, y'all. You can have all these for the brothers. You can have all these money, clothes, and hoes, and all of this here, bro. Hey, you ain't even sign that contract right there. And this, that, another, you know. Hey, but And his music, though, hey, you got to rap about killing black folks. You got to rap about calling women B's and H's and promote selling drugs and all of this. You know, this we got, because that's sale. That's what's going to sell. See, y'all, don't nobody want to hear nothing about, you know, going to school, getting an education. Don't nobody want to hear about anybody getting married. People don't want to hear that. We need you to wrap this stuff. And look, you can have all that, man. Look, we could buy you a Rolex. You see that little diamond Rolex over there? Look, we can give you that right there. You see Birdman, and you see all these people with all this stuff. Look, you have all the same thing they got. All you got to do is wrap this here. You know, and that's what they're getting them with. But then instead of them being strong, like, look, no, I can't do that, bro. I can't. My grandmama, mama them, he said, mama them, my parents didn't raise me up like that. I can't. Because David, Brother David, Rabbi David Israel told me something. I didn't even know this dear, though. He looked at me. He was saying about what they call her, Glorilla. Her name is Gloria Hallelujah Woods. Let me say that middle part. I want to say her middle name. That's her actual middle name. Let me say her middle name again. Her name is Hallelujah. That is her biological middle, as we say, government name. That's her government name, Hallelujah. Her parents were, as we say, from a Christian household. They was Christian family. They were Bible believers. That's why they named her Hallelujah. And in that, y'all heard any Christian would say this. That's, you know, Hallelujah is the Hebrew word for praise Yah or praise the Most High, right? And Christians say Hallelujah is the highest praise. Y'all ever heard the Christians say that? Yes, yes. They most definitely right, because that is the Hallelujah is the highest praise, because you're saying praise ye Yah or praise ye Yahweh, Yahuwah, however you say it, praise the Most High. That is the highest praise. Her middle name is the highest praise, y'all. But look what she's out there doing. Instead of her saying, look, I can't do that. I will not be able to do it. I don't give a damn about your money, so-and-so, so-and-so. But no, they want that fame. That's why in that music, what's her name, Dojo Cat, whatever. I call her Dojo Cat, whatever her damn name. Why she says in the beginning of that song, Paint the Town Red, I know what they say, I'd rather be famous instead. And this is what it is. Instead of them being like, and I'm going to use this as a saying, instead of them having, because she's a Christian. She came from a Christian household. Instead of her saying that, I want to, as the Christian might say, I want to be like Jesus. I want to be like Yahshua, and say, hey, if y'all want to say y'all want to be like Jesus, would that temptation come to you? I know it's kind of hard for some of y'all. But when that temptation comes, you're like, I ain't going for that. Nope. Mm-mm. You won't be like Suki Red. You can't be like Sexy Red. And talking about I sold my soul. You knew, y'all already see this, because some of y'all have been grown up in Christian household, a Bible believer. I'm just going to throw it out, Bible believing households. And because I'm going to go here right fast. I got to go another one, guys. Brother James says, in the book of James says, let me get that. James says that when you are tempted, don't say you're tempted by the Most High. Because when your man is tempted, he's led away by his own desire. Let me pull it out, y'all. I've got to find that right fast. He led it by his own desire. So a lot of this stuff is what they desire to do in anyway. This is what they want. Here we go. The book of James, y'all, the first chapter, verse 13. And it says, now I'm reading from my Jewish study Bible, right? So it's going to read different. Y'all got a King James. Y'all, wait a minute, they ain't read it like that, because I'm reading from my Jewish study Bible. But here we go. First chapter, verse 13. No one being tempted should say, I am being tempted by the Most High. For the Most High, and I'm replacing the Most High from the word God, y'all, right? Right. It says, I am being tempted by the Most High. For the Most High cannot be tempted by evil, and the Most High himself tempt no one. This is James. Now, this is supposed to be Jesus' brother. He says, rather, each person is being tempted whenever he is being dragged off and enticed by the bait of his own desires. It says, then having conceived the desire, give birth to sin. But he's saying is every man is dragged away or enticed by the bait of their own desire. So if you're not able, you're not strong to withstand this, man, you will fall. I know this temptation has come, and these brothers and sisters, they see this. They want that fame. They seen, y'all remember, that's why they used to put stuff like that on television, y'all. Remember that stuff, the Rich and Famous? They had the Rich and Famous to put on television. That was to glorize, you know, the people with the fame to drag your ass in. MTV Cribs and things of this nature. Those were nothing but temptation they were putting out there. And that's why so many of you a brother in the project, you've been going through struggling for a long time. And that's why some people have been in the projects, they've been through poverty. So that's why they gravitate a lot of them brothers and sisters who didn't have nothing. And people be saying, and this is what get me, man. And people, man, they getting their money. They getting their money, bro. They just making their money. Yeah, at the expense of killing other people. I mean, well, they might not be physically killing them, but you really killing them mentally. You killing them spiritually. See, yeah, they getting their money. But look how they're humming. Look at all, man, Memphis. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Right now, Memphis is the most dangerous name, the most dangerous city it is. And I promise y'all it is. I promise you it is. It's crazy as hell for real. And I'm going to say, they've been, my brother just the other day, they robbed a Federal Express truck. They truck jacked the man one day. The man was stopped in traffic and they, man, went in and took all the man cargo out and was stealing. I don't know if they stole all of it, but they stole a lot of stuff out of the back of the truck. I think it was Nikes and stuff out of the back of the truck while the man was sitting on the expressway, the traffic jam, and stopped. My brother called me just the other day, just about two days ago, and said, he said, man, they tried to get the same place where they did that FedEx truck. He said, man, they just tried to get me, bro. I said, what's going on, man? That fool just tried to rob me. He said they tried to block him off and stop him. That's how they basically got that. Guess how they got the other truck. One truck tried to block him off, and then other cars
That's
started
crazy.
Coming. Hey. And he said, man, at that time, he didn't have his pistol with him. He forgot he was looking to grab his backpack and realized he didn't even have his gun with him. But he said, man, he got that damn truck, and, man, he slung that bad boy with some kind of gear. He said he got that bad boy up out of there. He was like smoking the bandit, and he was like the bandit. He was like the bandit in the goddamn 18-wheeler. He said, man, not today. He said, he got that jump out. He said, man, he said, and it was more and more cars kept coming. So he said, he ain't doing no more loads at night. And because he drive one of those tankers, I mean, what you call them things? Like y'all don't see the boats. You know, they be having them, the tankers that come. Containers, this is it, y'all. I can't get my words out. The containers. He drive container trucks, mm-hmm. and you don't know what's in them things. And they tried to get him the other day. But it's crazy. It's I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, and I got to go here. As a keep again, when our brothers and sisters seem to be having a problem, when people who want to say, I believe in God, but y'all don't seem to have a damn problem when these people out here with doing what they're doing, harming the community, because if they're doing what all we're trying to, the whole point about when we saying we're reading the Bible and trying to, we saying we believe in God, we're trying to get morality. We're trying to, like, the Bible teaches us that. They say, love thy neighbor. Don't look, when you don't shed your brother's blood, don't, you know, it's like different, help the poor. All of these things, man, that we really supposed to be doing to help each other, like the brother Joseph was talking about, loving each other, really have that true genuine love. There's a part again in one of those so-called New Testament letters that said, and I like to hear Farrakhan version. I'm going to give y'all Farrakhan version. I like to how he used to say it. He said, how can you say you love God who you never seen and hate your brother who you see every day? Because that letter was saying, if you truly say you love the Most High, there's no way in Jane Brown Get Down you can be having hatred for your brother. Like this music is promoting, I can't stand that N-word, that mother, and you standing over him finna blow his brains out with that pistol. You know, you wouldn't do that because you said, I love the Most High. Hey, brother, you will have a feeling about yourself if you truly love and care for the Most High and that Most High way. Mm-hmm. If you truly made an image and likeness of the Most High, you wouldn't be able to do, you wouldn't be doing that. But again, we see people, that's my thing now. And I don't give a damn what nobody say about me talking about, oh, he a religious person. He with that old guy. I don't give a damn what you say. Because I tell you what, this religion thing of mine, that I believe in, this God thing I believe in, I bet you don't have me out there doing no foolish. I bet you don't have me out there prostituting your daughter. I bet you don't have me out there doing on drugs, either using drugs or pushing drugs on somebody else's children, mama, daddy, their children. It don't have me doing those other ignorant ass stuff that I used to do. That's one thing. So I don't care about you talking about, oh, he one of more religious dude. You can say what you want. You can, like they say, you can say what you want, long as you spell my name right in the process. You can call me religious. I don't give a damn. Because y'all ain't saying a damn thing about these people, these damn, what you call this, Satanists. Y'all ain't going after them. When they actually are, some people are, they sacrificing not only cats, dogs, and all this, they actually sacrificing people. Y'all think of some of these damn people that's coming up missing in human trafficking. These people are probably not in some kind of, a lot of it is sex rituals. And y'all think that they don't have anything to do with Satanism too? But there's some people probably be sacrificing being murdered. Oh, Justice, I was into this thing you did, but I was like, I was reading, I don't know. It was an article that had popped up on my phone too, bro. And we were talking about this show, doing this show. It was a guy had took his girlfriend's child. I forgot how old he was. And burned him, tried to burn him alive. Said the boy had a demon in him.
Said, oh, my goodness.
Started a road, bro, and started a fire. They lit a blanket, started a fire, lit a blanket, and put the boy in the fire and threw the blanket that was on fire over the boy and tried to burn him up. Say he had a demon in him. So y'all tell me this shit you don't think it is real. That's why we say it, man. We're going to go into overtime a little bit. We got 3 minutes. We're going to go into overtime just a little bit. But I'm telling y'all, there's something that's out here. And we brought this out a while back on this show. And we're saying there's a spirit that's out here that have these people. Y'all call it Satanism or whatever the hell it is. Negative. We call it what? I don't care what you put a label on it and call it. There's something that's out here that's got people out of their damn mind. With all of this stuff that's going on, and I'm going to tell you, primarily you, black man and woman, you most definitely you are the target. And you are truly out of your damn mind. Like Justin used to say, man, you out of your black mind. You truly are. And they know this.
Out of your natural black mind.
Yeah, and they know this. And I'm going to hear up, because I got to hear let Justin get in here, though. But it's one thing. Now, even we talk about the children of Israel, right? And they talk about, brothers talk about curses. So people know who you are. If you say you're the Aboriginal man or the original man on the black or the planet Earth and this and that, you are the chosen because you are. And they know. And this is why they have our brothers and sisters doing this foolishness that they're out here doing and promoting and getting them to promote this stuff to keep our people in this. I don't want to say curses, but I'm going to just use the biblical term for right now. To keep us in this state of sin and keep getting, as we would say, going down and getting the punishment and the chastisement. Whether you say the Most High or nature, we're doing things against nature. We'll keep it there for some of y'all. If y'all don't like the God thing, just say nature. This is why they're having you promoting the things you're doing. So you cannot be in your natural state of mind, and you cannot truly practice your traditional religion or spirituality, whatever you want to call it. That's why they having you doing it. And look at our people. Look at the people who they got out here acting the goddamn fool doing this shit. It's us folk. Skin folk. It's black folk. Check it out. And it's all by design. It's all by design. But we got to get it right, brothers and sisters. All that, okay. Y'all keep on letting them bring that shit in. That's why your children, and that's why they're targeting the children, bringing what it says, Satan. They didn't say they bringing Satanism into the school, in high school in Memphis. They said they taking it to the elementary school. And all the children have always been a target, all the way back from ancient time. When they talk about they were sacrificing children to Moloch, they were sacrificing children. So the children have always been a target. Why, though, y'all? Why? Because of their innocence. That's why. Because of their innocence and their purity.
That's right.
Getting why they're young, because they pure at heart. They're innocent. So, but, yeah, go ahead, Jill. We're going in overtime a little bit, bro.
Well, Okay. I was wondering if you heard about the after school Satan Club that's there in Memphis that they having.
Yep. Yep. That's what I was talking about earlier. Yes. The school called Chimney Rock. Yes, you got the article on you pulled it up.
And you were saying, you know, our people, is that's black people?
That's a, because I used to be out there. I was out there in that area pulling garbage out there in that area. It's a mixed neighborhood. It's mixed in that area.
Okay.
Kind of middle, I would say what they call that. I hate to use these terms, but basically what they call middle class or whatever they call that shit. You know, they got middle poor. Yeah, middle class. Nice neighborhoods out there. Pretty nice neighborhood. Yeah, but that's where it is at. Yeah, middle class neighborhood. Yep. Chimney Rock Elementary.
Because I just found a video. I wanted to know something about that. And I was trying to see if the people were black people or whatever. Because I've never heard of black people in support of having such a club, you know. To
now,
be
people,
part of a Satan club, you know, that's,
yeah, the people
to me,
been
that's
outraged.
Ironic.
The people kind of were outraged because they didn't even notify the parents that they had some bull crap like that trying to promote it in, you know, in the school. So a lot of the people were outraged about it. They've been outraged on that. They tried it before. Like I said, they tried it before in another school. When they talk about upscale neighborhoods, them people, and these mostly white people, they like, hell no, we ain't going for that. So they've been slowly trying it.
I mean, this
time,
is outrageous.
They did ask it. What's that, brother?
This is outrageous. I mean, okay, yeah. What, you got your freedom of religion. I mean, you're really free of religion if you go on Satan, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, what is the world coming to?
And that's the catch now. But remember now, you would think Satanism would be against religion. But now they're trying to use it as a ploy to say, we're religion too. See, that's to them to be able to get their right to legacy. Like, because you can't, it's hard to say, well, you got the freedom of religion, you know, because the Constitution bag you up. You got the freedom of religion. So you can go under the thing and say, well, hey, Satanism is a religion. And so you protected by the Constitution on that one. And this is how they were able to put, that's how they was able to put them damn statue in the Capitol building in Iowa and stuff. And I think they tried to do that they did it somewhere in Arkansas too, Little Rock one time too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that would be the catch. It would be like, okay, I can say I'm atheist, but it has no power. So if I say, you know, I worship Satan, or I go to the church of Satan or something, right? Then now you're protected under some religious. See, that's backwards to me. It's that's anti. Say it again, bro.
No, I was saying, yeah, because you protected under the United States Constitution, the religion of the freedom of religion.
Yeah, that's. Yeah, that seems anti, like you saying, God we trust, okay, or something. And then now, to me, it's like you said, everything is in reverse. So if you really supposed to worship God, worship the devil. Like, everything is in reverse.
Yep,
so,
that's what it is. That's all you got
to
play. Go ahead, bro.
I wanted to play the clip about what they're saying about this Memphis thing here. Okay, is that okay?
Yes, sir. Yeah, you can send it to them.
It's only like 3 minutes.
Stand together opposing a satanic club that plans to hold an after-school meeting inside a public school building. Good evening, and thank you for joining us. I'm Stephanie Skirlon. Greg is off tonight. We told you about the Satanic Temple's plans to hold a meeting after school at Chimney Rock Elementary next month. Now, as WREG's April Thompson reports, more people are speaking out, including school board leaders and the superintendent. Surrounded by members of the clergy, Memphis Shelby County school leaders added their voices to what has become a public outcry over a satanic club using school facilities for a meeting.
I want to assure you that I do not endorse, I do not support the beliefs of this organization at the center of the recent headlines.
School Superintendent Tony Williams says she does, however, support the law, and that law gives the Satanic Club the right to meet in a school.
As a superintendent, I am duty-bound to uphold our board policies, state laws, and the Constitution.
The Satanic Temple sent out this flyer publicizing an after-school Satan Club meeting at Chimney Rock Elementary, January 10, 2024. It quickly got the attention of local clergy members.
So I can go in the school building and pray. But yet we can rent a facility to the Satanic Temple and they can give a party for our children? It's ridiculous. It's absurd.
The flyer says the Satan Club meeting isn't an attempt to convert students to any religion, but instead supports children to think for themselves. It says the meetings will include science projects, puzzles, games, and art. The club's campaign director told WRAG they won't discuss satanic teachings.
We can take Satan and view Satan and this creature and this, you know, character however we'd like. We don't have to believe Satan as this evil deity. We can view Satan as we wish, and that's exactly what we do.
On the trickery, the chicanery of it all, they know we're not going to allow them to do it, so they know that they're going to sue us, so they know we're going to settle. And they put us in that bind, that trick, that we really can't avoid because we cannot allow them to be influencing our children.
The school system says all nonprofit organizations seeking to use facilities after school hours are guaranteed equal access. Students must have signed parents' permission to take part in Satan Club activities.
SES has failed our children, and I say they failed them because they would rather dodge a lawsuit than actually protect our kids, because this is going to spread like wildfire. If they're able to get into one school, how many other schools are they plotting to do?
April Thompson, WRAG News Channel 3.
The controversy continues, and the school system also held a Zoom meeting with about 100 parents this morning and answered questions about the Satanic Club.
So, yeah, it's like the person that was speaking who said, you know, we don't have to view Satan, you know, like somebody, a bad person, or the, you know, whatever she was saying. She happened to be a white person. Now, I don't know if this club has black people, or they may have an overall agenda to recruit black people, especially our youth. And if they're going to be giving out games and toys and cookies and candy as they come into this place.
Yeah.
And, you know what I mean? So it's almost as if it was the LGBT type of recruitment plan too. Okay. They come in and act like, you know, they're so innocent, but they have a whole agenda in the back of their mind or for you, you know, you're like on their menu. And so,
yes, sir.
I just hope, I would think that if there was enough churches in the area and that they would bring their churches together and demand that this Satanic Club not be in any kind of our school, not any of our schools, you know, as far as in our communities, that, you know, you can go and take that somewhere else. But in our communities, we're going to stick to our traditions. And in our tradition, we don't have Satan as part of our tradition. And so if all of our churches could come together and to protest and advocate against this type of allowing of some type of Satan get together thing, which is adversary to the beliefs of our people and the traditions of our people, then there's no way that we should allow this. So, you know, the power of the churches coming together and absolutely saying no to this, you know, and they would have to just flee, because what do? You resist the devil and he flee. That's in the Bible too, right?
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, you got to resist the devil, and the devil will flee.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Well, you don't pay him no attention. He gone. He gone to the next victim. Don't pay him that. Yeah. But brother, what they're doing? They're coming in disguise. You hear that? Like you said, they just can't give it out. You know, candy and all that. Come on, that's the bait. That's the thing to bait you in to allow them in the damn door. Oh, they harmless. They not gonna do nothing. That's to get you. That allow you to open that door and let them in. Because I'm even looking at it too. The article from ABC News, and it said talking about the same thing. It's a flyer about the club that says Satan's Temple is a non-theist religion that views Satan as a literary figure who represent a methodology construct of rejecting tyranny and championing the human mind and spirit to make him look. There's all they try to make him look like a good guy, make it look like it's harmless. That's why I say all this. They trying to promote all of this free love and all of this type of stuff, man, do as you will. And even going back in the days with in biblical time, well, not in biblical times, but back in the time, there was a guy named Marcion, way back in Marcion, probably in Paul's time, right? And he hated the God, as he claimed, right, as his words. He hated the God of the Old Testament because he said the God of the Old Testament was a mean, lowdown, and this is his word, hateful person. He was a mean, lowdown. They needed an all-loving God. So this is why the whole thing, they created the concept of Jesus being all-loving. That's why you hear a lot of people talk about agape love. We just got to love, brother. We just got to love people for what they are and who they are and this, that, and other. And, you know, in certain things, you know, you like, you know, the Old Testament, like, hey, most of us like, I ain't going for that. I'm going to destroy you. I'm going to punish you. I'm going to do this, that. It looks like he was a lowdown God. He'll kill you in a heartbeat. And that don't mean the person actually physically died. But anyway, that's what they said. So they had to create this all-loving God. And that's what basically this whole Satanist thing, pretending that it's all about love. But it's actually a lot of stuff. And not saying that we're not supposed to have love, but the way they're doing it is it's a lie. Because it, like I said again, with Aleister Crowley, do as thou wilt. And there's no concept. You, like, if you just do with everything you just wanted to do, just do everything your little heart desire, and there's no repercussion. Man, some people, you will kill yourself like a crackhead. Just smoke your lights out, smoke it. You're like, you know, just do what you want to do. You can smoke, you can do this, you can do that. You can kill your goddamn self. People just get out of control. So life comes with rules and regulations. Even nature, laws of nature. The sun has a law. The moon has a law. The stars has a law that they have to go by. So mankind, we do too. So we won't be out of control like a lot of people out here doing now. Just out of damn control. But, man, this stuff is sickening. And we're seeing a lot of, again, as black people, we've seen is growing up. And just look at what they say. Just look how times have changed. Just look at it. Just look how times really have changed when our people, whether we, agree with the church, because even the church is not the same like as it used to, as it were, once were. Before we kind of like stopped Paul's doing shows, remember we went into talking about the black church. And how the black church was very instrumental in our uprising here in America after slavery, during slavery and after slavery. But now the churches they are a totally different thing now. Hell, you got witches and stuff all in the church too now. Yeah, I said it. There's a brother who passed away, may the peace and blessings be upon his soul. His name was Pastor Dobby. Man, he was always talking about that, how these churches these witches sitting all up in the church and all of this type of stuff. And there was not too long ago, they had an article about how a lot of black women were leaving the churches, going into witchcraft. Yeah. So like I said, that's why I say, so you're going to leave one thing and you're going to go to another. You're going to replace it with something. You're going to replace it. So even we talked about, like we were saying earlier, there's always going to be a reversal. Either you're going to leave one thing, you're going to pick up another one, or you're going to try to reverse the polarity of it, right? Something is just what you, it's just going to happen. And y'all look at how a lot of people, that's why I told y'all a long time ago, you better watch what y'all ask for. So many people, man, damn all their religion. We need to get rid of religion. Okay. Now you look at y'all seeing how people are getting rid of religion. As y'all say, getting rid of religion, getting rid of this God concept, throwing them in the garbage, throwing it in the way. Now look how society, look at it. Just put it, like they said, like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, put it on the scale and weigh it on the scale of facts and just look at it. Look at it, y'all. So y'all been wanting to get rid of religion? Y'all want to get rid of this God thing? How you like society now? When a lot of these young brothers and sisters who don't give a damn, you can't talk to them nothing about God. You can't talk to them nothing about no Most High. You can't talk about nothing about this spiritual thing that we had when our grandmama and them was trying to, and grandmama and them was trying to tell us about. They don't want to hear none of that. And look what they doing now. They dying on fentanyl. They screwing this person, that person. Ain't unprotected sex. Just all kind of old damn shit. Man, they out here wilding out, killing. Man, I mean, it's so many the babies that don't got shot and killed in Memphis is in the hundreds this year. I think damn near about 150, if I'm not mistaken, children who have been shot. Either shot and killed in this city now. Now, I told you, our children are under attack. And these teenagers, just not just, you know, these teenagers are doing all of this crime. Man, our children are under attack. And we said, we not damn all their religion, damn all their teaching them about that God. Damn, God got to go. Okay. And y'all will see a lot of that stuff even with saw none of them. Y'all better pay attention even in the goddamn conscious community, the so-called conscious community. What they've been asking for to get rid of religion, always banging on the Bible, how y'all like what's going on out here now. See, y'all ain't got nothing combated. Even the brothers who talk about Kemet want to get rid of the Bible, why y'all ain't teaching Ma'at then? Hmm? Why y'all not teaching the Ma'at principle? Ma'at is about justice.
I found this pretty good Ma'at. Teacher on YouTube, and he's pretty much on point with everything, so I'll share him with you at some point. But I wanted to ask you,
it's a lot out there, but they don't get the publicity like some of these other people, because but like you saying, there's a lot of comedic brothers and sisters who actually do it, but you don't hear about them like some of these other people like Reggie and all them. They always putting stuff.
Yeah.
Why don't, if it's Kemet so much, if they don't know the information, promote the people like brother. I got a lot of his books. I love a lot of his work. Ma'ata Asbi, I hope I pronounce his name. I can't pronounce his name right. I had a lot of his books, the Purim Haru, and a lot of this. Promote them. If y'all ain't do it, promote them. Why they not doing that? Because like they get on Brother Jabari, and I'm going to shut up and let you go ahead. Like they get on Brother Jabari, like Reggie them, because they talking about he's a priest, he religious. And he's teaching spirituality like the ancient comedic people did, but they get on him, though. Oh, he's a priest, he with their religious stuff. They really don't like Brother Reggie. I mean, not Reggie. They really don't like Brother Jabari because he's a priest. Because he said he's a priest. And they look at him just like they do a Muslim and like they do like a Christian. Even though he do, you know, he's a historian as well. But they still look at him as though he's just a damn Christian pastor, somebody from the Nation of Islam or something. He was their religious stuff. And that's what the ancient comedic people did. They practiced spirituality. But go ahead, Brother Justin. It's sickening.
It says here, Pope Francis made a historic change to Vatican policy Monday, allowing priests to bless same-sex couples. So I'm thinking that means he allowed the priest to, if it's two people that's gay, to go ahead and give them blessings. So apparently they weren't doing that before. He said that it's okay to do that. Now, you know, I don't know how far you could take it back and say, well, how long
well, why would this pope be the first pope to allow the priest to bless same-sex couples? If all the other popes in history didn't do it, how could he do it? You know, and so it would be to me the attachment of, I don't know if I would attach it to Satan as we're doing here tonight. Everything's Satan tonight, because you know, hey, it's all out in the open. It's like,
hey, bro, would you touch it? No. Hell, you just went to the heart of you went to the house of Satan. When you started talking about that damn Catholic Church, you just went to the house of Satan, Justice. You just went to the house of Satan. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
that is
that is
the most satanic place on the planet.
You know, they had been upholding, I guess, some kind of policies that they weren't doing this, and now they're going to do it. So it, to me, it's like, okay, it's almost a subliminal message, or just the undertone of what may be a next step as far as what the Pope may agree to or allow, or, you know, be a certain individual as Pope to go ahead and kick a door in before he leaves, you know, for the next pope to come in and maybe be like, no, we're going to do away with that. Change it back. You know, can't bless these people like that. You know, like, I don't know how that goes. It seems like it would probably be how it's going. It's like, okay, you kick a door in and then you don't turn back and you don't fix nothing and you just keep breaking more laws, or then you say, okay, two gay men can get married now, and then you don't change it and you say, oh, well, the Pope blessed it, he said it's okay. And so now you're thinking, okay, the Pope said it's okay. Okay, two men can get married. And so if you are Catholic and it seems as a tradition of Catholic priests in that they don't marry women or something. Like, I don't know what's going on with that.
They used to wouldn't let them do it, but now they're allowing them to do it because all them sexual allegations start happening. So they slowly allowing them to do it now.
Yeah, but see, is that the one that they have nuns or they don't have nuns?
Yep. That's the Catholic Church, yep.
Okay, so to me, it seems like the Pope, he can change something, and the people who are under that denomination, Catholics and that, then they would tend to agree. Now, if traditionally they didn't get married to women and now they're just now allowing it, and so that means it would be a fraternity of men who at some point, if they were softer and they got together at a certain point, they may have some attractions towards one another, you know? And a lot of that's probably going on. And then you hear about a whole lot about the priests or these people who were charged. A lot of people came forward and said that the priests, you know, had sex with them when they was a child or something, right? And it was usually a little boy, though. It was, you know, I didn't hear too many girls, but it seems like this is some type of secret fraternity of a secret society of Catholic, really not God stuff, but just some secret fake stuff. I don't know. You know, I don't want to disrespect anybody, but there's something about it that's not honest. You know, it's like it's hiding. It's hiding behind a whole lot of stuff, because you could go back the past 100 years and there's so many scandals and people who had accused these Catholic priest of molesting them when they were young. And it'd be hundreds of them. And then they would have an allegation on them, and they would take the priest and move them somewhere else in another part of the country or another Catholic place somewhere else. And they would never be, you know, held accountable for anything. Mm-hmm. And there was this guy here who seemed to be this nice guy here in this city, the Father Beklavakla or something. I don't say his name right, but whatever it was. After he died and all these people came forward, said he did something to them. But while he was alive, then nobody say nothing. Mm. So, you know, it's overall wicked to be messing with children anyway, and especially if you're a grown adult man, and then you have some fetish for young boys, and then you go to a confession, and you supposedly confess your sins to this guy, and then he takes advantage of you somehow, but, you know, whatever they do. And he takes advantage of you, and now you're caught up in that world. Now, you know, it's going to be taking advantage of you for a while until you converted to the whole thing. Now you don't feel that way. Now it's like if something happened to you, then you get older, then you're probably going to do something to happen to you to somebody else. And, you know, it tends to be a cycle of that type of thing going on in that. Like, if you don't break free from it, then you just get caught up in it and it just becomes part of your whole world. So, but then it's those ones that were young and it happened to them and they come forward when they get older and say, yeah, this guy's molested me when I was 12 or 14 or 10 or whatever it was. And you're like, you know, there's so many of them. Like, how could these dudes that are supposed to have so much trust, you know, you look up to these dudes, you know, like, okay, these are they're supposed to be the most honest people in the world. To me, that's how, you know, the way they carry themselves and whatnot, that's the way they seem like, okay, you know, you can trust us with anything. If you got a confession or something, it won't leave my ears, you know. But then they confess something and then something happened and he take advantage of them and say, well, you know, for me to hold your confession, then you need to come with me. You need to do something for me. You know, so they take advantage of them, you know what I'm saying? They conjure up some kind of a way to fulfill their fetish or their fantasy or their whatever it is, you know, in order, just because they got that robe and that whatever, all these jewels looking things on the robe or whatever, and the Bible or whatever they got, and people look up to them like honest people that you can trust.
Yeah.
Help me out.
Well, yeah, but here's what people got to understand, and that's deep. That's a real biblical class with this one. The Holy Roman, as they call it, the Holy Roman Empire, as Christians would need to understand, that whole Roman Empire, which that's the hold of Christianity right now. The Roman Catholic Church, as he was talking about, is the mother church, right? So all of the Baptist, Methodist, all of them fall under the banner of Catholicism, under that church right there. Under the,
that's
and
right.
They probably don't acknowledge
that's
the Pope, but they are under that banner. And these are the very people who, and I've just been reading a book on that, well, I've almost finished it. And when people go back and realize, as under Judaism of the Jews, then they were being oppressed by the Romans. And so now how did and you know, as you would say, Jesus would have been a Jew, or Yahshua, when he was a, well, he was a Jew. Some people say he was, I ain't getting into that, whether he was real or not. But he would have been of the tribe of Judah. He would have been a Jew. So how in the hell that these people who, just think about this, y'all. It's some real deep stuff. The people who were against the Jews and oppressing the Jews now is the ones who run that whole thing, like they really love Jesus and all of that. And somebody, I was listening to a class, and they was bringing that out. They said the Vatican, because they were talking about the whole Vatican, they said it ain't even done, it has nothing to do with really about Jesus or Yahshua. They have nothing, they don't give a damn. They got something else thing they going on. But, yeah, the very people, the religion or the people, the Romans, and you understand how they ransacked out of 70 A.D., they ransacked and messed up the temple and all of this. Now they the ones who running, supposed to be the running all of this stuff. It's a whole, if we talk about Satanism, a whole demonic, I'm just going to say demonic. That whole thing is a whole demonic stuff. And even what they got people talking about Jesus, Paul was even in on this stuff, man, as they claim in Paul. This is a whole nother force that they have. And you see a lot of this shit, man, they've showed some stuff in the Vatican City, brother. It's some demonic stuff. And that's what the brothers and they was talking about. It was on Forbidden Knowledge. I'm going to have to send you that one, bro. I have to send you that video. You can listen to that video, man. They be going in.
All right.
But it's called Forbidden Knowledge, I think it's .com. But I'm going to send the video. They was going in on all that. But the Vatican City has the knowledge to every civilization in their library. Every civilization. And even I remember Dr. York even said it, and I've even heard somebody else even said it out to Dr. York. They were the one who really was the one who actually started Islam, who was the one actually who put together the Holy Quran and all of that stuff. Yeah, because if you study the history of supposed to be Muhammad, his wife was his first wife, who was rich, plenty of money, because Prophet Muhammad was working for her. She was a Christian, and her uncle, who was a Muslim, I mean, he was a Jew, excuse me, he was a Jew, but she was a Christian. And they the one told Muhammad that he was a prophet. His own family, people was like, man, get out of here with that bull crap. But y'all know how it is. Your own family don't recognize nothing you do. They like, man, go on over that bull. We know you, man. You just Muhammad, man. You Ahmed. But they the one told him, the Christians and the other people, they the one was telling him he was a prophet. Yeah. And Muhammad didn't write no Quran. Remember now, as according to Islam, they say he was illiterate. He didn't write nothing to him. His companions, as they said, the one who wrote the Quran, which was actually was. That's why you really look at the Roman Catholic Church. I mean, the Holy Quran. There's a lot of more chapters in there that talk about Mary and Jesus in the Holy Quran more than anything. Yeah, in the Holy Quran, it talks more about, and it even says that in the end, here you go, y'all, in the end, that everybody, basically, like they say, everybody, every knee shall bow and confess that Jesus is Lord. Basically, that's a part in the Holy Quran that damn it that says that. Not exactly like that, but that's what it says. In the end, everybody going to have to confess their Jesus. And that's the only thing about the Holy Quran and Islam is that they say he's Jesus or Yahshua. They call him, Esau. They call him another name. I forget the name of it now. It's with an I. I forget the name of it. But anyway, they said they just don't believe that he's the son of God. He's the actual literal son of God. They said because you can't say God has a biological son. That's the only thing. They said you can't say that because you bring God the Most High down to an animalistic state and saying he actually had sexual intercourse with Mary. So they don't believe that. But all the other stuff, yeah, they do believe in Jesus. Mm-hmm. That's why some people be messing with talking about Farrakhan. They got Chris Lahm. And notice it called Mas Mariam after Mary, because there's whole chapters in the Holy Quran with Mary, Jesus. Man, I forget what they used to call him. What's his name? Imam Isa. I think that's what they call it in Arabic, Isa. Yeah. But, yeah, man, it is some deep stuff, brothers and sisters. But like I said, brothers, we just got to keep our eyes open. And just, man, I'll be wary. I mean, be keep your eyes open, look out. And especially us, just believe it. You don't have to subscribe to what I subscribe in as far as the Tanakh. I ain't trying to tell y'all that. But all I'm trying to say, hey, man, just be leery and be watchful what's going on. Because like I tell y'all, man, again, I keep saying this and reiterate this, and I even looked it up and we did some shows on just, I think you missed those. When was there ever time in Africa, I'm going to say in Africa, as an African people, when did we, I don't know if I took this off of my computer or not, when were we ever, I took it off, God dog it, the time that we ever, as a people, we never, believe or subscribe in a most high power or power without outside of ourselves. You'd be hard pressed to find it. Now you might find it nowadays. You might find a little bit that nowadays in this modern time. But as an ancient people or whatnot, man, that gave light to the world, you didn't find no time about no damn atheists. We weren't no damn atheists. Our people was a spiritual people. I got this book right here. Y'all can't see it. I'm talking like y'all see it. But it's called African, and I read some of this before on the show, African Traditional Religions, and it goes into it. This book is deep. It goes into a lot of this. And our people were never on that continent of Africa, no damn atheists. Now, we might have different beliefs, but we always in some form or fashion believe in what we call a supreme being. Something outside of ourselves. We didn't come on. Now, I gotta say it like that because there's teaching that talk. We don't believe ain't nothing outside of ourselves. We've always as African people. Now we might had we had cosmological teaching and this and that, but it always had something. Even when you go to the Ifar tradition with the different lesser, some might say lesser gods, but they're always there is always a supreme over. Even the lesser gods, they might have the Orishas, you know, I can't pronounce all the different names right now, but they got all the different names. I mean, you know, different lesser gods, but there's always that they looked at and said there was always this one supreme deity.
But, you know,
go ahead, bro.
At a certain point, if not being invaded, and only seeing yourself as self and not seeing yourself as an adversary of yourself and being left alone, like I said, right, then you tend to see things from a different point of view. And that point of view is normally something that's reflective of, you know, peace and love and harmony and everything. And so when someone comes and messes with that system of doing things, that's when the breakdown happens and chaos ensues. And it's a long time before you get back to reality or, you know, the norms, you know, of the way things were. So I don't know how I got off on that little limb on the tree, but... I think it still may be touching. It's been a long time since I've been able to just freely express myself because normally on that show over there, I get cut off. If I'm trying to say something, I never get to complete my thoughts and stuff. So It's going to be a minute before I can realize that, oh, this is culture freedom. I can get down. I can speak free again, you know. And a point of view, I mean, as a matter of fact, like, I'm not going to be really participating with them anymore because it seems like he just wants somebody to agree with him. And if you don't agree with him, then, you know, he gets upset or attitude and threatens to cut my mic off and all this stuff. So I just kind of decide I'm not going to be part of that. And I'm just going to move on from that.
Yeah, I've seen that over there. Yeah, I've seen that on there. yeah, Yeah, I seen that on that. I'm gonna just read one part right fast. I'm going into this book, the African tradition and religion. We'll do some on this another time too, though. But here's something that says in this. It says physical and spiritual suffering. It says African religions teach that people are made up of moral, social, spiritual, and physical parts. These parts function together. If any part is out of balance, the person may become physically ill or suffer spiritually. That is why a conflict with another person may make someone sick, or moral misdeeds may bring about misfortune. Yeah. So we'll get into this one day. We're going to get into this. We'll probably get into this. I ain't going to say maybe, I don't know, next show. We'll get into them. We're going to do something, though. We're going to get into some more of this here. Just talk about some stuff. But yeah, we're gonna be doing some stuff, man. And I'm gonna tell you something. Just I know we kind of hit our subject today, but already, but we can too long to get out of here. But I'm gonna tell you something, bro. Be honest. I hadn't, as the listeners know, I hadn't been doing anything on here with Culture Freedom. Probably put some clips up from the tabernacle that I did. I just, you know, that was a situation I ain't gonna go into, but on here, but I just hadn't been into, you know, the doing the Culture Freedom, you know, man. I ain't gonna lie. I just hadn't been into it. You know, I know you, like I said, you asked me, man, to come on, you know, do some shows. And that's, I'm gonna tell y'all too, y'all, that is the reason I'm really in here today. And back even in here, because of Justice. Justice reached out, you know, to me, and the brother wants to come on the air, you know, and speak. Like, I mean, let's do something together, bro. Let's do something together. Man, I ain't gonna lie, y'all. If it wasn't for Justice, I might not been back on here on Culture Freedom. I really, literally had said I wasn't gonna do no more Culture Freedom. Literally, for real. I only wanted to just stay and keep teaching on the tabernacle. But Justice wanted to, you know, come on. So, you know, I had to blot with the brother, like, yeah, okay, brother, we'll come on. So that's why we here. Y'all gotta thank Justice for the listeners out there who follow Culture Freedom. Y'all better give it up for Brother Justice, man. And that's why we in here today, for Brother Justice. So we gotta get, well, we give him a round of applause. Give him a round of applause. Yeah, because I've had reached my point. I was like, man, I don't even want to, you know, do that no more. Not that I don't care about our issues or nothing. It gets to the point for me, man, I've just been dealing with trying to line our people up with spiritually and spiritual and get things that, you know, and then just dealing with other stuff, you know, sometimes just trying to deal with this and trying to deal with our people and trying to help our people. That's a damn major task. And sometimes, man, that task, when dealing with that, it'll make you just want to throw your hands up and say, you know what, I don't want to do this just no more. Damn these Negroes. Let they ass go, you know, whatever. Y'all know what I mean? You just want to say the hell with it, man. Because sometimes you find yourself fighting with your own people and trying to help educate your people, liberate your people. You find yourself fighting against your own, the very people you're trying to help. And that shit there, man, it gets frustrating and you just get sick of it. So when I know, though, when I'm dealing with the Torah, I have people who disagree with me when I'm teaching on YouTube against certain things on the Torah. But it don't bother me as much with that, because I already know some people with that, it's just an understanding. They hadn't, some things they level of understanding even with dealing with the Torah, they not there. They don't see things as how they understand ancient literature or whatnot. So that don't bother me as much as it was like things that happened with Culture Freedom. You know, so yeah. So, but yeah, I just want to say, man, yeah, if it wasn't for Justice, y'all, hell, I wouldn't even be back on air. I'm just flat out said. I've basically had made my mind.
Shout out to everybody. I'm sorry, I didn't cut you off.
No, go ahead.
Shout out to everybody that, you know, been listening to Culture Freedom for years. The ones that say they go back and, you know, catch up on the shows, and the other people out there that we know that they've called before, different people. You know, I used to enjoy talking to the people they would call up. So shout out to everybody. And if I make it to January something, what was it, like January 10th, 2018 is the first time I made contact with you. So if we end up making it to January the 10th, 2024, that'll be 6 years that we've been affiliated with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we did about 4.5, 5 strong years, you know, back to back, like shows, you know, 4 or 5 years straight.
Yeah, let me go in here and see how long I've been on this thing, too. It's been a minute, yeah. I mean, I'm trying to go see how long I've been on.
You've been on about 15, 20 years now, ain't you?
I first joined up, it says I've been a member since August the 27th of 2009. That's when I started. Yeah, with the
19, 20.
Sunray 9 show.
Yeah, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. That'll be 15 years right there.
Yep. Is that 15, right? Yep. Yeah, I started out with the Sunray 9 show. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
A long time. Long ride.
Sure is.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so I'm glad we was actually able to come on too, y'all, because Blog Talk been constantly. We try to come on. But Friday, it was saying that he was having technical difficulty with Blog Talk. So, like, well, it wasn't Friday, was it? That wasn't Friday, was it? No, that wasn't
it was. What day was that? Thursday.
I think it was Wednesday. Yeah, it was Wednesday. Yeah, it was last Wednesday you was off. I think it was Wednesday when you was off, I think. And let me say we'll try Sunday. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll try. Go ahead.
No, I didn't mean to cut you off again. I was going to tell you about the video I sent you. And I'm not necessarily watch it to mess your spirit up, but just the message of it was the devil's calling music video. And, like, he's... This dude, he's in this video, and so I'm not saying to really pay too much attention to it, but, you know, he's worshiping Satan and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, I'll look at it. I wish I had found this video with that pastor. It was a pastor had this video. I know that he was dressed like Satan. Yeah, this dude, he was like an old school rapper. He was like, I can't think of what he looked like.
Yeah, he looking like Big Daddy Kane, don't he?
Yeah, then there was somebody else. Yep, and then there was somebody else he looked like. Yeah, I see it. Okay, yeah, I'm going to check this out. Because you remember, what's his name used to sing about that stuff? We ain't got but like, what, less than 10 minutes anyway. But what's his name used to always talk about this stuff? What's the brother's name? Kendrick Lamar. You remember he always used to be rapping about Lucy, talking about Lucy all the time.
Yep.
Bro, you ever see that video?
That's exactly
man?
It.
You ever see that video? God is Gangster.
Probably not, because you know I won't let my eyes see nothing too crazy.
Oh man, hey, obviously you need to check that out, man. You watched that? That was with Kendrick Lamar, and he had a video out. And it was called a song, actually in the video too, called God is Gangster. And you watch that video, man, you will see.
I'm going to pull it up now, but, you know, but I'm going to check it out.
You can see he was actually being possessed. That's why he always talked about him, you know, he called it Lucy. And notice they call it too Lucy, because even in that show, that showed Lucifer, the television series Lucifer. That's what they call him on there, too. They'll call him Lucy, another short name for Lucifer. Now,
yeah,
they call him Lucy. And so
you
that's
wouldn't
what,
even know that the dude with the name Kendrick Lamar sold his soul to the devil. You wouldn't even think that.
Mm-hmm.
But
and
if you didn't.
Go ahead, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Now, go ahead.
If you had children. If you had children and they like Kendrick Lamar, and he's singing about Lucy and that, and you wouldn't even know because you might be a parent. You don't think what he's got there is singing about something bad, because you maybe not that informed. So you allow your child to listen to him sing about praising Lucifer. Like, you know, that's all I got.
but he used to always talk about how it was basically that it was a struggle, like Lucy, aka Lucy was trying to get him or pull him, because in that video, when you see that video and kind of watch it a little bit, he's actually having a conversation with Lucifer, as they call Lucifer. He's having a conversation with this entity, and they went one part because he's intoxicated. That's why that's a deep video. When you really know, when you have understanding, because he's drunk and stuff, and that's why I remember Dr. Yogi tell you, man, don't drink to get drunk. Because you know you have all these walk-ins and all this stuff, intoxication. But in that, Kendrick Lamar, the thing told him, that entity, whatever it was, told him, I thought you wanted to be famous. I thought you wanted to be gangster. It was like it had that deep voice, like a demonic voice. I thought you wanted to be famous. I thought you wanted to be. And remember that girl on that Dojo Cat, whatever, say, I want the fame. And but Kendrick like I you know, like he wrestling with it. I don't want this. But I thought you wanted to be famous. And then I'm telling you, it's going into some telling you stuff, bro. In that video, you check it out. It's kind of you got to look at it. And I know you said you don't want to put your eyes on. And then they have a mirror in there. Some stuff they call mirror magic. But you
say the name one more again.
God is gangster. And just think about that. Okay. Why would you have something called God is gangster? What God is he talking about, though? See, that's why I tell y'all again now, what God is he actually talking about? He wasn't talking about the Most High. The God that he's talking about is a.k.a. Lucy, a.k.a. Lucifer or Satan. Now, I know some people say Lucifer thing, that's you know, that's talking about Venus because they come from the Latin and all of this type of stuff. But, you know, we understand in terminologies. But when he said God is gangster, he wasn't talking about what we call the Most High, Yahweh or nothing. He was talking about a.k.a. Lucy was the gangster. That's the gangster. That's the God that he's talking about. Y'all, it's deep. Y'all got to pay attention. Y'all got to wake up. Catch this stuff, man. Catch these subliminals out there. Yeah. I'm about to listen to me a little gospel music after I get off this show, Justin.
Yeah, I think I'm going to bless myself, too, with some real good gospel music, too.
Yes, Read me a psalm. Because I'm going to tell you, bro, it's funny. Because I that's why I stopped. When I used to research, you heard me say this before. I used to research a lot of stuff about Satanism and all that at one time because I was, like, curious. Okay, I hear about God, but what about Satan? Is it? And, bro, when I used to open myself up to craziest man, and that's why I tell y'all, man, y'all don't believe a lot of this shit is real, but in that spiritual world, when you go to sleep, a lot of stuff come to your ass. And excuse me, I ain't going to say it like that. It come to you and it get you. That's how we say again. I was talking about, you heard me on the video I was talking about on the tabernacle. People are wondering, but a man wrote the Bible. Well, yeah, how else you think? Because we all physical, so how else you think it's going to happen? But it comes through visions and when you daydreaming or whatever else. Yeah, that's how it comes, through the spirit or through your visions or sleep. That's how you get those inspiration. But even with this show, brother, I was some other night, I was looking at some, bro, and I bet James Brown Get Down, that's my alternative curse profanity word, that I started having them badass dreams, man. I'm like, what the? I said, man, damn, I shouldn't have been. Yeah, because I was watching them videos, the girl on the music award, them videos. And that music that Paint the Town, man, that song kept going through my damn head. I said, hell no. Going in my psyche. And I started damn near almost finna start singing the damn song, the lyrics to the song.
That's why you got to be careful what you listen to, because.
Yeah.
I remember it'd be some songs you don't even like, but then after you hear them over and over again, you tend to start liking them or something, right? So
yep, y'all do. Y'all ain't lying. Get the plan on you. I'm gonna say this, Bobby Hemmett. You know, I don't know how the brother's doing. His health. They said Brother Panic passed away. I heard something about Brother Panic passed away. You know, he was in all that occultism stuff, real heavy. But I remember Bobby Heman, they was talking about the Book of Law. I was talking about Aleister Crowley earlier. He wrote, Aleister Crowley wrote a book called The Book of Law. And they saying that book, now I've heard, they said that book, it was Aleister Crowley tell you, read the book one time, throw it away after that. Don't read it no more. You read it once and throw it away. Now, that's what they say. He said that book called The Book of Law because he was saying something's supposed to happen if you read it again. But I heard Bobby Heman say it, and he talked about it. He's like, man, I read that book over and over and over again. I always keep reading about it now. And y'all see, and I'm not trying to disrespect Bobby Heman, but Bobby, I told y'all, and y'all heard me say this numerous times, messing Bobby opened himself up. Probably to some bullshit he had no business messing with. All them different spirits and this, that, and another. Something, brothers and sisters, we don't supposed to open these doors to and open it up. Because we will open ourselves up to certain things. Y'all don't think the spiritual world or spirit world is real. All right. Keep on. Keep on. Because like I said, if what you, just because like I said again now, just because if you don't believe in it, don't mean it ain't real. Just because you ain't got to believe in it don't mean it ain't real. Or some people don't use certain things to make that force or that power come true and harm your ass with. You ain't got to believe it. For somebody else who can truly believe in it and will hurt your ass. Just like we might talk about Satanism. Somebody, I ain't believing that goddamn Satanism. And you find yourself at your, somebody had your ass as a ritual, had you stretch out on a pentagram about to sacrifice your ass. You ain't got to believe in it, but they do. And they can hurt you because of the shit they believe in. I'm not saying everybody, but, you know, so far as that right there, right? But, yeah, you can close it out, Brother Joseph. We got like 4 minutes. You guys want to close us out with, brother?
Well, you know, this has been a good show. You touched the topics and you laid it out there before us, and we see what we're dealing with, and that ultimately God is in control. Although Satan may govern this world, God is the big, you know, has more power than the devil. So the devil, it seems that he's going to stretch all of his powers that he can, which is basically tricks and lies, you know, to get you on board with doing your own will, doing whatever you want to do and not doing what God wants you to do and to serve the Most High. And they have, you know, made it to where, okay, now we're just going to serve Satan. And Satan's going to give us the money. And so we'll influence the ones that's coming before, behind us in the most, you know, backwards way versus the way God would intend. So, you know, I think you've laid it out real well. This is what's going on. And ultimately, God will prevail in the end. And so for what they have and what they put out here in this world now, and these people want to worship Satan and honor Satan and say, okay, I'm making so much money that I don't want to give up this world. I'd rather be doing Satan's job is to promote negative, you know, rapping, you know, just doing everything that the promoters are telling me to do. They say, yeah, talk about killing people more, talk about selling drugs more, talk about how you get away with crimes more. And that's doing the work of the devil. Because if you was doing an honest rap job, then you wouldn't be honoring the devil or trying to promote people to do something bad. And it's like what the brother said early on. He was talking about how, you know, they had songs that would uplift your consciousness and whatnot, UNITY and Ladies First, like, you know, different songs that would make you feel good about yourself and respecting the black woman because she's asking for you to respect her in the song. He's telling you. So we've gotten away from all of that, and that was godly to me. When you're talking about unity or you're talking about respect for our sisters and the brothers, you're not talking about killing each other. There's plenty of songs from the past that didn't talk about that. And so those were more honest songs, more reflective of God's love. Even if it wasn't a gospel song, it still wasn't talking about killing somebody. So if it was talking about eating food or, you know, doing something fun, then that's still not a bad thing, right? So today the music is really honoring Satan. And so they want to have that. It's not going to get them very far because now they lost their soul. Now they it seems like, okay, being good or doing good now is so far removed from their mind. It's like, okay, I don't even know how to promote, tell somebody to do the right thing because all I know how to do is tell them to do is the wrong thing. Wow. So they've never even learned some traits of doing the right thing. Like, their whole existence has been doing the wrong thing. So you did a good job tonight, and I appreciate the invitation here. And
I said we laid it out. I can't say no me. I said we laid it out. But I know what you're saying, though. Yeah, we did.
Yeah, well, you know, hopefully we'll be able to get together again soon. And, you know, like you were saying, I'm going to put on my church today. I didn't get a chance to watch my church today, but right after we hang up, I'm going to cleanse my soul and spirit all of this stuff we were talking about for the last few hours.
Man,
and put on my gospel and probably even listen to my pastor preach a little bit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, all right, brother, I'm going to get up out of here. And like I said, listen to me a little some, read me a Psalms or some right here before I get through. Before I lay it down, cleanse my mind from this stuff. All right, brother, like I said, I'll reach out to you and we can schedule something else again.
All right.
Peace to you, brother. Have a blessed one.
You too, my brother. Merry Christmas and all that good stuff for you. You know, happy Kwanzaa.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Kwanzaa, yeah. When is Kwanzaa? Oh, that's somebody never came.
Kwanzaa's on the 26th through the 1st.
Oh, okay. I got you. Yeah, it's coming up this week. All right. Yes, sir. That's a Tuesday.
Okay.
I got you, Kwanzaa. Yeah. All right. Peace to you, brother. We will get you. I got you.
All right.
All right, peace.
All right, peace and blessings. All right.
Peace.